you're here for me. I told them all, leave me be.
Trying to call what's her face. She's making me call a phone number instead of her Skype. Damn it.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what up, bro?
Oh.
No.
You know. We're live.
Oh, yay! We're live.
You should just let me call you on Skype.
Really? Is it better on Skype?
I don't know. I haven't talked to you on Skype today. It's up to you, though. I really don't care.
No. It's gonna be just like when like it cuts out and stuff, but I don't think it does that on my phone.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Up to you, Boo.
I don't know.
I call everyone Boo now, just for today.
Yay.
Yay. So, I have to still charge up my iPhone. So I won't be able to do video for a while, but I was thinking I could get my little walkie-talkie and head over to wherever you want me to head over to.
Wait, what are you talking about, walkie-talkie?
I have walkie-talkies.
Okay. And they're...
And I can get them and listen to what employees are saying.
They're actual... What, like Walmart walkie-talkies?
I don't know. It's just a walkie-talkie.
Well, it has to be on their frequency. That's like a billion channels it could be.
Well, this is 23 channels. I have 23 channels.
It's like a family radio, right?
Damn it. Aww. I spent $200 on this for nothing.
What? Okay, it's not a family radio.
No, I didn't. I'm fucking around. I don't give a shit. All right. So what do you want to do? I'm all ready for you, boo-boo.
Well, one of your ideas was for me to prank people at stores while you hang out at the stores and tell me the reactions of people and film them, which sounds hilarious.
Well, that's what the iPhone was for, but it's not... charged up yet. I was going to get video.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm just going to go to a store right now, and maybe I can just like... Oh.
Wait.
To warm up, I was actually thinking what we might do. You can call the McDonald's that I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
To get a soda. And just be like, yeah, that lady that's coming through the drive-thru in a silver Toyota, don't serve her. Just don't.
Okay.
And not say why and see if they turn me down.
How are you going to let me know, like, what place to call without letting...
I'm going to have to get on Skype-y. And
okay.
Here, I'll send it to you before I leave. Hold on.
Okay.
Just call them real quick. You know what's weird about this, though? I might go to this McDonald's another time, and then they're going to be like...
They'll think you're interesting. It'll be okay. It'll be like when I got you kicked out of Denny's.
You didn't get me kicked out of anything.
Well, I made you too embarrassed.
Are you talking about when... Best I called up my ex-boss at Denny's.
Oh, no. Remember, you used to hang out at a Denny's, and I would call there and, like, try and get him to page you and stuff?
Yeah, but you didn't get me kicked out. I just stopped going there because I was embarrassed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You'll be too embarrassed to go to this McDonald's.
Oh. I'm going to choose one that I don't go to.
Oh, well, come on. Who cares? They'll think you're weird and stuff and interesting.
And interesting.
Yep. It'll work out. In the end, you'll.
Let's do a call to Staples first while I figure things out. Okay.
What?
That way I can say
you're going
the sign thing.
You're going into Staples.
I can, but I thought I would just do a sign prank real quick.
A sign what?
A sign prank.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you just want me to call any Staples anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look up a Staples.
Yeah, because I want to try to do that again, because that was hilarious!
Let's see. I'm tired. Are you tired?
Oh, I'm tired. I think we should stop and go to bed.
Yeah. Fuck this show stuff. So anyway, this is the 20...
Great.
Yeah, this is the 24-hour marathon. I hope someone takes over. I'm getting ready to hang up.
Oh, wait. You have to do this for 4 hours?
Yep. I do. You can leave early if you want.
Well, that's what they said at work, but that didn't happen today.
Okay, so are you going to talk to Staples first, or am I?
No, I'll talk to Staples first, and then you can call back and be the angry husband.
Okay.
That heard the whole conversation.
Ugh, stupid Skype's doing it. Crazy. Oh, that didn't sound good. Hold on. Let me try again.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Staples. We're here to make it easy. Make sure you check Staples.com today. It's better, faster, and bigger than ever before. For store hours and directions, press 1. Our associates are currently assisting other customers. Please continue to hold
charging
for product assistance.
This is Rick. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. My name is Stacy. I'm wondering if you have any Black Friday specials on signs, like that I can get printed.
Yeah, we actually have some promotions going on right now. What kind of signs do you need?
Needs to be a huge sign. Basically, what I want to do is like have it stretch across the entire front of the house. And I don't know if that's going to be too big. Like, how big do you think?
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I need a giant banner. It's a special occasion for my husband.
Okay, because I have right now where you could get a small indoor banner. It's basically a 3 foot by 1.5 foot banner. And it's $5 mm-hmm. right now.
How big is it?
It's 3.5 by 1.5. So 3 foot is basically
feet?
Like the, yeah.
Okay, we're talking in feet here.
Yeah.
How is that going to do outdoors, though? Because this needs to be outdoors. I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay, yeah, that one's an indoor banner. Well, basically for our outdoor
banner. So what's the difference?
Banner,
like, can I just put an indoor banner outside?
You could, however, the weather conditions, like after a little while, it's going to start fading and stuff like that. So.
Well, it's only one day. It's only one day. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, you'd be able to use that then.
Well, I don't know if it's going to, everything's going to fit on there, though. Like, that's not a lot of, I don't know, I guess I can you said that's only $5, though?
Yeah, it's on special. It's basically today's the last day.
Can you make it like, okay, I have an idea. Okay, because I have a lot to say. On there, maybe what I could do is get two banners and just have the text. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get two banners. Okay.
Okay.
So, can I pick it up today or kind of like,
well,
I want him to see it before he comes home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the sooner that you come in or the sooner that you send it, the sooner we can print it.
Can you just set it up for me right now and I can come in?
Well, yeah.
I don't have a computer. I don't have a computer or anything right now. I'm not really home. So, do you think, like, can I just, like, staple it, you think, with a staple gun? To the roof? like you do with Christmas lights, you think?
You could do that.
Okay, I think this will work.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's order it.
Well, like I said, as far as the design,
what's your name?
You'd have to come into the store and do the design.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Rick.
Rick, okay. I don't need a design. I just need it to say words in like, I don't know, pick a good font.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
do that for you.
Comic Sans or something, and I want it to be in red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting my car now. I'm heading over soon. But
okay.
I live like 45 minutes away. No, I want to get it ordered. Okay, it needs to say...
I need to repay for the order to go through.
Can you just put it in your little computer and tell me if this all fits and looks good? Because it's a lot of words.
We'll have to take care of some other customers right now. I have some other customers in front of me that I have to take care of.
Well, that's kind of... I mean, you're just going to turn down my business like that? I mean, that's kind of rude.
Well, no, well, unless you want to hold on, because I have to take care of them. And then,
no, I can't hold on. Basically, I want it to say, dear boy, I know you're cheating on me. Don't come home. I know you fucked my sister. I fucked your brother twice. Is that going to fit?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot, and I don't know if you have any suggestions on how I can condense that. I mean, I don't have to use the cuss words, but they kind of, like, I just want everyone in the neighborhood to know what a dick he is, and
uh-huh.
I didn't really have sex with his brother. I was just saying that, but, you know, I just want to, like, let him know in the most non-confrontational way and let the whole neighborhood know, and this is the only way I could think of. Because, like, one lady actually did this. She rented a billboard, but I don't have money for a billboard.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, so can you help me figure out how to, like, condense that into, I don't know how to, I'm not really that great with words.
What do you mean, condense?
I need to condense it, like, to fit. You know, you gave me, like, really small dimensions, basically.
Uh-huh.
Well,
larger banner size if you want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you, like, but it's not the $5 special.
Yeah.
How much is the larger banner?
The next one up, you'd be looking at $19.99.
And what size is that?
That one is, let me see, that one's a 6 foot. 6 foot by 1.5.
By 1.5 feet? Okay, well, see, I could just get 2 of those 3 by 1.5 and stick them together.
Yeah.
So, like, can you put that on order or something? Because it takes me 45 minutes to get there, and I don't want to drive down there if you can't even do this. Like, I've called other stores, and they've turned me down for what I'm trying to do, but I mean, it's not like it's unethical or anything. It's, I mean, he's the one cheating on me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if you guys, like, if I put printed by Staples, maybe I can get a discount. Because that's like advertisement. We could do that.
What was that again?
Do I get a discount if I put printed by Staples at the bottom? Because then everybody will know, you know, Staples printed this. I can get, you know, when my husband cheats on me, like all men eventually do, I can just order from Staples. You guys can be known as the company that prints these types of banners, which I think it's a good market, actually, if you think about it. But why is that? I don't know why you're laughing at me, but, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? How should I say it?
I honestly don't know. But, you know, whatever that you need printed, we could definitely print it for you.
Well, can you write it down for me and, like, get the order in? Because I kind of in a hurry.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. Oh, God. Is this even funny?
I think it's hilarious. Just kidding. It's horrible. Horrible. Yeah. God.
All right. You can hang up on him. You hang up on him.
I'll talk to him when he comes back. I'll say I've been listening this whole time.
Oh. Okay, you say that you took the phone from me.
I'm tired of holding him. I'm going to hang up. Hanging
up. I don't know. It could be hilarious.
Okay. If you say so.
Angry husband. What?
If you say so.
What?
Can you really not hear me?
No, I can't. What would you say?
We're going to have to do Skype.
Skype?
If you can't hear me.
No, I can.
There,
fine.
I turned off the music so the music doesn't interfere with your cell reception.
No, you hung up on him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh. You have to call back and talk to Rick as the angry husband. Say you just ripped the phone out of my hand and put me in my corner.
I just hung up. Don't you want me to call McDonald's now?
Okay,
so
hold
we can,
on.
So we
Let
can do
me,
things that are hilarious to you and nobody else.
Well, whatever. Do you even want to do this?
Of course. No, I'm kidding. I'm just messing. Okay. I'm being a jerk.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you where it's at. Should I just say it over the phone?
You could, yeah. I think I can call it quickly enough that no one else can call in.
Yeah, go ahead and, like, can you pause so no one can hear it real quick?
Can I pause what?
Can you pause the broadcasting so no one can hear it?
No, that's too much trouble, because there's two separate broadcasters. I'd have to turn them both off. I just don't know how to... Sorry.
Okay, so, you know what city I live in.
Yeah, is it the area code that I'm talking to you on currently?
Yeah, but that's also the area code in the other city I used to live in, too.
So I know the area code.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we go. Don't give the area code. Everyone, Stacy lives in Delaware.
No, I don't have the phone number, you dork.
Oh, I have to look it up.
I'm driving there. How the fuck am I going to have the goddamn phone number?
This whole you doing a show from the road isn't working out for us.
What? Don't be a dick.
Okay. Just tell me.
Don't be weird. Okay.
Tell me exactly where your McDonald's is. I'm looking it up on Google.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to the, I'm driving around the wrong way. Oh, God. This is a fuck job. It's going to be a fuck job to edit. I think they're closed. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, my God, I almost ran into somebody.
Get it, everyone. They're closed.
Oh, my God. There's no address on here. Holy fuck. Okay. I'm parked.
Just go home. Go home.
No, hold on.
Hey, Park Dude says you can come over to his house and use his microphones. So we can hear you. Why not?
I can't drive up there right now.
You're driving 45 minutes to Staples to go get your sign.
Hold on. I wanted to do this live. Whatever. I'm sending this to you. Actually, I have laundry that I'm doing right now, so I can't really leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I have to go back in about 20 minutes and get my laundry out. So it's going to be kind of retarded if I go over there, but that's how I get there.
Yep.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, did you get those plates?
Oh, you messaged me something? Okay, let me...
Huh?
I'm looking. Oh, you forgot to plus one it, so now I got to copy it into another notepad. and then copy it back.
What do you mean the plus one? I didn't send you a phone number.
You didn't?
I sent you a location.
Oh, yeah, that's an old message. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go back and get my iPhone in 10 minutes.
Okay, so this must be it. Can I call it right now?
Yeah, call it right now. I'm parked in the parking lot.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to get arrested or anything. Don't say anything bad. Just don't tell them why.
She's
just
a terrorist.
She's going to come order coke.
She's got
don't let her.
She has a bomb. And a gun.
Words, I will fucking leave.
And a gun. Well, just get in the drive.
Hang up.
You should get in the drive-thru at least and place your order. And I'll ring the phone as you're in the drive.
Okay, call them right now, okay?
Because
I'm about to be in the drive-thru.
Okay, all right, I'm calling.
There's
you.
No line.
But you're going to be yelling into the speaker at the same time I'm talking to them.
Yes, is that what you want?
Okay, sure. Sure, I'm doing it.
Okay, hurry up.
Terrorist. Homeland Security.
No.
Atomic bombs.
McDonald's, where can I help you?
Hi, my wife's coming there through the drive-thru.
Okay.
And she's going to be ordering soda. Has she arrived yet, or did I miss her?
I don't know, sir.
Well, is there anybody there ordering a soda?
Right now, no.
Nobody's come to the door.
I think she would have left.
I'm sorry?
I think she would have left because I don't have any order.
Oh, there's nobody in the drive-through, like
no,
because she just left the house. Like, how did she get there and leave already?
Well, nobody's here in the drive-thru.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you. Wait. Yeah, she's coming to that one. And we need to make sure that she doesn't order a Pepsi. Or any kind of soda. Any kind of sugar.
Okay.
Is there anybody in the drive-thru right now?
Yeah, there's one drink. One large Coke. No ice.
Oh, my God. She's getting Coke. Don't let her. Okay, we need to make sure it's her. Her name's Stacy.
But what I do...
Oh, don't give it to her. She's too fat. Seriously, like, she has a weight problem, and it's... I gotta be honest, making love to her is just no fun anymore, because she's so, so fat. She cannot have that Pepsi, or that Coke. Like, tell her no Coke. Don't give her Coke. Just give her water. Like, okay, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Just put water in there. And... just tell her it's a Coke. Just charge her for a Coke and give her water.
Okay, sir.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear the water go into the cup to make sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to let you go because I'm very busy.
Well, no, listen, she's really fat. That girl in the drive-thru, tell her how fat she is. Can you do that? Okay, she's hung up. I don't know if Stacy's still listening.
Oh, my God.
What's happening? Is she, are you?
They gave me the Coke, but the lady looked at me really weird.
That's great.
Oh, man, that was so stupid. All right, so.
I'm sorry I made fun of how fat you are.
Call back and yell at them.
I'm sorry
that
I made.
Sucks.
I'm sorry I made fun of how fat you are, okay? It's just, it was for the prank.
They didn't do anything. She completely lied to you, first of all. After I placed my order, she said nobody was in the drive-thru.
Hmm. Well, maybe she just didn't know. She's in the back answering the phone or whatever.
I don't know, but when I was at the first drive-thru, I gave them my credit card, and the guy, like, kind of looked at me weird. And then he was like... After he gave my credit card back, he goes, oh, and then he was like, never mind. So I don't know if she, I don't know what the fuck. I don't want this goddamn Coke.
Why'd you get a Coke?
Damn it.
Why'd you get the Coke?
I just wanted to see what they would do, but they didn't do anything.
Well, why'd you
so
get a large
lame.
Coke? Why didn't you get a small Coke?
Oh, because they're all a dollar. It doesn't matter what size you get.
Mm. Hey, so last night I gave Carlito a bunch of layaway phone numbers,
mm-hmm.
and hardly any of them answered. I was thinking we could call some of those.
Oh, okay.
It's
kind of interesting how she told you what my order was.
Yeah, yeah, that could be like identity.
There's nobody in the drive-thru, but somebody just ordered a Coke and no ice.
I could have stolen your identity with all that information she gave me about you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, now I have a large... Do you want any Coke? I can come bring it over.
All right. Take it over to Park Dude's house.
Nope. No, I don't know if he drinks this kind of soda. It has high fructose corn syrup. I'm about to go home and get my laundry.
Oh, that's great. Then, who cares? You want to make some calls?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
That was stupid. That McDonald's shit was stupid.
Yeah, goddamn them. Next time we're going to do my idea. We're going to do atomic bombs and Homeland Security.
No.
I'm going to tell them I'm going to hijack an airplane and fly it into their McDonald's.
From my car.
I'm going to be careful. She's a suicide bomber.
Right. No. You can get me arrested.
So on these numbers I gave to Carlito, the problem is that on most of them, I don't know which ones didn't answer and which ones he got through to. So we might call some of these people and they'll be like, "You called me last night, motherfucker."
That's okay.
Okay. But actually
these
first few ones I did mark them down that they didn't answer, so that they're good.
There's a guy bending over. That's interesting.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's not. Why are you saying that's interesting? It's not.
Oh, there's a condom sense store.
It's not dialing. I might have to hang up and call you back because my Skype's being wacky.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's fine.
I'm not trying to get rid of you. I promise. I'm just...
Have I broken up yet at all on the phone? Like, my voice?
Oh, no. You just sound like garbage. Just in general. You sound like...
Oh, okay.
You sound horrible.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
Like you're on a Metro PCS phone.
Who's talking? It's not Metro PCS, but okay.
I know, I'm saying it sounds like it.
Oh.
Didn't you used to be, or was that legend?
Yeah. Used to be. Still a legend. I think he had one, too.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? No, I'm sorry, she's not here.
What?
Calling.
Oh, yeah, this is with her layaway crap.
This is who?
Hello?
Okay, what about it? What message do you have for?
She put some stuff on layaway with us. I mean, I don't know.
What is the
really
message?
Her.
What is the message?
Well, I mean, it's more of a question than a message, I guess. Well, it's not really a question. Well, I was going to ask her when she can come pick her crap up, because, I mean, we don't have any room for this wagon here. Hello?
I need to know when.
I'm going to put this stuff back if I don't get an answer on when she's going to pick it up.
I don't have room.
Wait, are you Linda?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Linda has something on layaway. It's a wagon and a bunch of other kids' toys and other kids' stuff that she has. Do you know what layaway is?
Who are you talking to?
They're Christmas presents. Oh, my God. Okay.
Who are you
Linda?
Speaking with? You don't... Well, first of all, you don't speak to me like that. I'm not Linda, and I told you, don't speak to me like this, okay? I don't know who you
okay, well,
speaking
no,
with.
No. Ma'am, listen, lady. I'm trying to do this because Linda is about to have her stuff be put back, and she put this stuff on layaway. She's gone. Oh, God.
She just now hung
Hello?
Up. No, she hung up. Can you hear me?
What the hell?
Why?
Oh, God.
What?
The trash truck is fucking annoying.
No, talking about the trash truck's annoying. I'm going to call her back. I'm your supervisor, God damn it.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Linda.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from... I'm
not the Linda that you are looking for.
Well, no, Stacy's. I'm Stacy's supervisor, and she said you hung up on her.
No, you're not Stacy's anything because Stacy's not going to call me talking to me crazy.
No, I am Stacy's supervisor. Don't talk to me like that, bitch.
Who are you talking to? Your mama is a bitch.
Oh, listen to me, Linda. I know you're Linda. I knew you were Linda all along.
And what you going to do about it?
Well, why'd you lie to Stacy? Why'd you say you weren't Linda? We're throwing your layaway shit. We're putting it back out, and you're not going to get your money back.
I don't have a layaway with Kmart, okay?
Yeah, you do, Linda. You have a mini cart and a play wagon and all this kids shit.
Look, bitch, I don't even have children, you hoe.
Why'd you get all this kids shit?
I'm talking to you the way I want to speak to you. Don't you ever call me again. If you call me again, I'm going to call the police on you.
Why'd you buy all this kid shit?
I didn't buy shit. I told you I don't even have children, you bastard.
You put it on layaway. Why'd you put it on layaway?
No, I did not put it on layaway.
Yes, you did.
You have the wrong Linda. You're a lying hoe.
Why are you in our computer then?
I'm in your computer because I have things, and I'm going to go to now and call your district manager.
Do it.
If you ever call my
do
house,
it. Okay, do it, motherfucker. Do it. I dare you. I dare you.
I don't dare
go ahead.
You. Don't dare me.
Go ahead.
I'm going, you bastard.
Hey,
and I'm going to tell
fuck
him,
you, lady.
You a rude son of a bitch.
I dare you. I'm throwing all this crap back out on the I'm putting it all back out on the floor.
Who gives a fuck?
And you're not going to get it. You're going to lose all the money you put down on it.
You know what? It's not me, you bastard.
Yeah, it is. You're Linda. I remember you when you came in.
Your mama is a bitch. Your mama is a hoe. And if you call my house again, the police are going to be on you.
Because
they're going to have this number.
Don't you talk about my mama. That's not nice. My mama's not a bitch. She's gone. She's gone.
Wow. A lot of sound clips from that one. Use a hope.
You know, my mama actually is a bitch. It's time I just face it.
So, I encountered the trash truck in the parking lot at my apartment complex. And then I forgot I had to go to the laundromat. I turned around. I went to the laundromat, and there's a fucking trash truck again. Single nut, trying to back into me and shit. In my own apartment complex, twice.
God. WTF.
Trash people.
Ugh.
God, okay.
Trash talk.
I'm getting my laundry out. Oh my god. It's trying to run into my car while I'm in the laundromat.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Get your video out. Do you have your iPhone charged?
No, it's not charged yet. Okay, good. He didn't hit it.
Thank God. I was really worried.
No, you weren't. He's probably like, oh, that bitch again. All right, call another layaway person.
Okay, so now we're getting...
Okay, so this is what I don't understand. When I asked for Linda, she was like, I'll take a message for her.
Yeah, she's full of crap. She's Linda.
And then she claimed not to know Linda at all.
And then when I said Linda, she's like, yeah, hi. And then she said she was a different Linda or something. Okay, so the problem with these next calls is it's getting up the list where I don't know if they answered or not. So we're going to...
Well, that's okay because, they'll just be more pissed. So it'll be good.
Yeah. I guess you could turn it into, I understand one of my employees called last night.
Yeah.
And I'm just following up. Because they said you're a real bitch.
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
My Skype's being crazy. I'm going to need to reboot Skype soon.
Do you want to do the next one, or should I?
It's your turn.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lawrence?
Who's this?
This is Stacy. I'm calling from Kmart. I'm the supervisor here.
Walmart.
Walmart.
So it was Kmart. Now it's Walmart. Yeah, what are you calling about, man?
Huh?
What are you calling about?
Hello? Yeah, I'm the supervisor here. I was just calling because yesterday I heard one of my employees called you. Is that true?
Okay, listen. You're a supervisor, but a supervisor means you've been there for a long time. So how would you get Walmart mixed up with Kmart? So already I know you're
jobs.
Full of shit. Listen.
I have
you're
two
full
jobs.
Of shit.
No.
Come on, game, man.
No, you
look, man.
No, you.
And
you
look
at
me. You're not even talking like a professional.
Listen, lady. I'm trying to help you out here. I was gonna comp you on some stuff, but if you don't want that, that's fine.
No, listen. You're full of shit.
Because I heard you.
And if you call it from Kmart, I mean Walmart, you wouldn't use a Skype number. And then there wouldn't be a dude that's telling you Walmart on the phone, so y'all both fucked up.
Fuck you, man.
Man, look, you wish you could.
He does, actually. He actually does. He told me that last night. He was like, man, there's this one guy. He got real angry, and he sounded black, and I'll bet he has a big black dick, and I just want to fuck him. That's what he told me. That's why we're calling you again.
You know, he hung up.
Yeah. You wish you could, actually.
I don't think he bought it. Oh, well.
Why did you say Walmart?
It is Walmart. You said Kmart.
It was Kmart. He goes, it was Kmart.
No, it's definitely a Walmart one.
Well, he said actually it was Kmart.
No, there's no way I screwed that up.
You did.
My notes are perfect.
Whatever. That's why never mind.
You messed everything up.
Do another one. You messed it up. He probably wouldn't even have noticed. If you didn't say anything.
Okay, sorry.
Your fault. This whole show sucks.
This one's my turn. Probably not going to pick up.
Okay. Don't fuck it up.
Hello.
Hey, Curtis.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from... You had some stuff on layaway, this iPod Touch?
Right.
I just wanted to inform you, you've been outbid on it.
I mean, what?
You've been outbid. Someone else bid higher, so you've lost the iPod.
Somebody else got it, about it, huh?
Yeah, no, they outbid you, so you're going to lose the money that you bid on it. And
how did they outbid me? What do you mean by that?
He gets it instead of you.
So, I get my money back?
No, I'm sorry. You don't get the money. It's non-refundable, just like on the sheet that you signed says it's non-refundable. But I just needed to call and let you know that you've been outbid. Like, they put more money down than you, so they get it.
Okay.
iPod Touch. And you lose all your money. And you get nothing. You get, hey, he hung up.
I guess he didn't care. You should call him back and ask him why he isn't upset.
He's just like, easy come, easy go.
Usually people are much more upset.
Yeah, for an iPod Touch. Maybe he only put like $3 down or something. That's why he got outbid.
No, you have to put a percentage.
Well, see, I don't know how layaway works because I'm not one of those people.
This is Curtis. I'm unavailable.
Let me try him one more time. Yeah.
Hello?
Curtis, you hung up on me.
Who is this?
How much money did you put down on the iPod?
I don't know, $50.
Yeah, you don't care that you got outbid?
I don't care.
Why don't you care?
What am I going to do about it?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I already canceled the layaway.
What do you mean you canceled it? You can't cancel a layaway.
Well...
You're not allowed to cancel.
Got my money back and told them that we had already had one that we needed, so we didn't need that one.
Why'd you waste our time? Why'd you waste our time putting one on layaway when you didn't even need it? You're wasting everyone's time. You're wasting your time and our time. asshole. He's gone.
Well, you got your answer. You happy?
Darn it. I guess that's why he didn't care.
Well, I'm going to Walmart. Should I go to Walmart? Which store do you want me to go to?
It's up to you.
Okay.
Whatever. So, I don't know, like, if you go to Walmart, how am I going to contact anyone, you know? Like, how am I going to
get... Well, I don't know. You call the front... You call them, you'd be like... I don't know. Maybe I should just stay home.
No, I'm not trying to say it's a bad idea. No. I'm just trying to figure out...
It's not your fault. It's like, I can't think of anything.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how... Like, are you going to go to, like, electronics, and then I go to electronics, and I get someone on the phone? I just say, hey, put this person on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking, like, we can't really do it more than once, but you're right, we can call different departments. Or do you have a phone number I can try to forward phones to at, like, a smaller store that doesn't have a big, complicated phone system? If only I knew people that knew how to work with phone systems.
Yeah, I wish I knew people like that.
Something I can do, maybe I could go to, like, probably Academy Sports and Outdoors has a more simple phone system. I don't know. Walmart probably has all sorts of security on that from all the other calls you've done.
Nah,
you went on CNN, didn't you? You traitor!
I got all these layaway numbers, like just last night.
I mean, if you want, I can just stay home. We can just do layaway numbers. Fuck Good Friday.
Whatever.
Or is that Black Friday? Whatever.
Black Friday.
I
might have gone out and done some crazy Black Friday pranks today, but Carlito made me stay home and do prank calls.
Well, I'll go right now if you want me to.
Go where?
Walmart, Academy, Sports, and Outdoors.
Do it. Go to Walmart. It's worth a try.
Yeah, it's not that far. All right, I'm going to get on Skype and tell you which one. And I'm not there quite yet.
Okay, well, I'll just call another layaway, I guess.
Yeah, call another layaway number, but here's the...
Oh, okay.
I might actually be able to find the stupid number for you. No, this is too much work. You can do it.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Hey, Carlito wants you to go through a drive-thru and order crazy things while we listen.
Well, then I have to pay for it.
No, you just leave. Because they won't have the crazy things you're asking for. He wants you to
ask... And just drive away?
Yeah, he wants you to ask for blorgs.
For what? A fork?
Blorgs. Blorgs.
What's that? What's that?
Nobody knows, but you won't have to pay for it because they won't have it.
Sounds stupid.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Hey, will you do that right now? Someone else wants you to order a horse cock.
I can't do these things.
Come on, you're out in your car.
No, this is disgusting. I'll do it over the phone anonymously. That's what she said, but I'm not going to do it in person.
Come on. No, you don't.
No, I'm not going to go up to a fucking drive-thru in the city I live in. Remember, don't shit in your own backyard?
I would do that, and I live in a small town. But
well,
like,
go do it then.
No,
God damn it.
You don't have to be, vulgar or anything. You just say you're ordering blorgs.
Well, I don't have to be vulgar and just... I don't have to be vulgar, but I have to go over there and say horse cock?
No, don't say horse cock then. Say blorg. Someone's saying you should order steamed pretzels. Carlito says steamed pretzels. So you want to order one of those big pretzels? Say, I want to order one of those big pretzels like they have in the mall. and then get mad when they don't have it.
All right, I'll do it.
Can you say horse privates?
No.
Boiled pizza?
Boiled pizza?
Yeah, fried pizza.
Am I supposed to videotape this?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I can, like, go up and talk to the manager and be like, yeah, what's the deal here? I need to talk to your manager.
Are you doing it? Are you going to go right now, or are you going to go to Walmart first?
I guess so. I guess I am, because I'm fucking driving right now.
You know, you could do it after Walmart.
Okay. Well, there's a McDonald's actually in Walmart, so.
Oh, but it's not a drive-thru, right? Good.
No, it's not a drive-thru, but I mean, they're going to be just as puzzled.
But you can't, like, drive away really fast when you get embarrassed.
I can run.
Yeah, you have to run away.
I can run really fast.
I don't know if the sound will be as good. You know, because in a speaker, it's loud. We'd hear it on the phone.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Call another fucktard.
Oh, another layaway? Okay.
Whatever.
You're really angry about this drive-thru thing.
Oh. No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're angry.
Okay, I'm gonna give you this one. Because I'm pretty sure this lady picked up for Carlito last night, and she was really funny.
Okay.
She was like really ghetto, and really really pissed. She was so pissed. She got really mad. So you're gonna have to say you're the supervisor here at Walmart, not Kmart, Walmart. And you're just following up with what happened last night.
Okay.
And her name's Renee Jackson.
And then tell her she was a real bitch. Huh? All right.
Yeah, and she got a PlayStation 3 on layaway, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Renee Jackson, here it goes.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is who Carlito talked to.
Hello?
Yo, Renee?
You have the wrong number.
Did you come pick up your PlayStation yet? You got some layaway? Did you pick up a PlayStation yet? Hello? Yes, did you come pick up your PlayStation yet? I got some information. Hello? I got some information from one of my employees that you were called yesterday, and you need to come pick this up. I was just following up with you. One of the employees said that you were irate. And I'm just trying to follow up and provide you some customer service.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Stacy. I'm a supervisor.
What's your phone number? No, not calling from an unknown number, you're not.
Ma'am, please. Can we just resolve this? I got your PlayStation here, and I'm ready for you to come pick it up, but I want to make sure you're happy. And that's all my job is customer service, is my job.
Oh, is it? You don't have anything for me.
Yeah. Well, it says right here you have a PlayStation 3. Did you pick it up?
Where are you calling me from?
Renee, I'm calling you from...
So, what a 661 phone number. My name is not Renee.
I'm not... All right, then I guess I called the wrong number. I'm sorry, you don't have to be a bitch about it, but okay. Whatever.
You called the right number.
Hang up then. If you're not Renee, then hang up.
This is your second phone call.
You don't have to be a bitch.
Get on the phone. I am calling the police, and I will be reporting you.
Ma'am, I don't know who you are or where you're from, but where I'm from, if you're not Renee, you hang up the fucking phone.
Bitch, how about you kiss my ass and go fuck yourself with your little raggedy-ass boyfriend you had call here last night?
You just got told.
I did, didn't I? If you're not Renee, why the fuck are you on the phone with me?
She sounded hungover today. She was really, really excitable last night.
She sounded a little hungover, didn't she?
All right. She probably spent all night just freaking out about the whole phone call thing, so now she's exhausted.
She probably drank herself to sleep last night.
Yeah.
All fucking riled up from that shit. All right. I'm almost there.
To what?
It's really close.
To what?
To the Walmart.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess I should look up.
I'm going to Walmart and fucking Black Friday. I've never done this before, by the way. This is a first for me. I avoid these places like the fucking plague.
I would, too.
Like, just in general, I don't go to Walmart. It's retarded.
Sure you don't.
People that shop at Walmart are stupid. I go to Target. Okay, Walmart people are just inbred fucking redneck assholes. Including you. I know you go to Walmart.
Yeah, I go to Walmart and I put stuff on layaway. And I have a Metro PCS phone.
Just like everybody else. Well, the parking lot's not very packed.
It's because they did Black Friday. They started it last night instead of this morning. Like all the stores, they started...
That's stupid.
Yeah, Black Friday is now on Thursday.
That's Black Thursday.
Yep. It's crazy. They all
why
opened...
Why do they name it after black people? I don't understand why they gotta be racist.
Pretty much every store opened at 8 o'clock last night instead of 6 o'clock this morning or whatever they usually do.
You know, this Walmart actually closes on Thanksgiving for like 4 hours or some shit.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, most stores, so all the stores used to do that, yeah. But now they're opening on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Park Dude says but it's Smart Yellow Thursday.
For, like,
what?
They're just closed for a few hours. Ah. Oh, they call it Smart Yellow Thursday?
Yep, that's the new name. If you look on the advertisements when you get in there, that's what it all says. It's Smart Yellow Thursday.
Well, even though it's Friday, it's going to say Smart Yellow Thursday.
Yeah, because it started last night. It started yesterday.
I'm going to bring that shit out to these people.
Do it.
It's stupid.
Are you at Walmart? Should I call another layaway?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you can call another layaway, but I'm at Walmart.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I figured out how to get this done. The iPhone part, so.
Wait, I don't remember which.
I'm just walking around.
I don't know which.
I need to go get a shopping cart.
Yeah, you definitely
obviously.
You need a shopping cart.
Because, I mean, I definitely need a shopping cart. So, let's see. Hold on.
Hey, do you want to do like 8 hours today instead of four?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, let's do 8 hours. I don't think Lux is going to show up. So we could just do his shift, too. What time do you...
I haven't slept, like, all night. You know, I go to work at 11 tonight.
Why'd you stay up all night? That was dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was working, so...
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was... It's kind of my thing that I do.
I guess.
Are you serious or are you just, like...
No, I'm actually just kidding. I don't... Fuck that. I'm not going to do 8 hours. I don't even want to do four. But someone in the chat room is saying that there should be a 48-hour marathon. We should just keep going for 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Let's do 2 days right now.
No. Okay. I got something.
Okay, so I think I have the phone number to the Walmart that you're at.
Okay.
So are you in electronics or where?
Oh, yeah, in electronics. There's an Indian guy sitting down.
Oh, yell banchode really
counter.
Yell banchode really loud. Just no one else. No, listen. No one else
he's
is gonna...
at the counter though. He's at the counter and it looks like He's like sitting there waiting for some sort of application.
Okay. All right. Wait, no. Okay, that's going to be perfect. I'm going to try and get transferred. The problem with Walmart is it takes forever for them to transfer to different departments.
Yeah. Well, I need time to get a shopping cart anyway.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm here to shop, so I'll deal, you know.
It's busy. When I call the number, it's busy. I'm going to try again. Busy. How is it busy?
Okay. Don't panic.
You promised they had advanced phone systems there.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Somebody just screamed and distracted me.
I'm going to call it from my cell phone and see what it says.
Okay. Don't panic.
What a disaster. I really want to talk to that guy. I want to do
Hold on.
I want to do a madhouse style.
Hold on.
Holding.
Let's see if I can find something.
I think they took their phones off the hook, because I don't understand how they could be busy.
Maybe. Well, how would anybody, you know, get a hold of them?
I don't know.
You know, you can't just... Hi. You can't just do that and just, you know, on Black Friday.
Yeah, every time I call, it's busy. Hey, can you at least go by the near the Indian guy and just kind of say, Banchod. Banchod.
No, I can't do this. I can't do that in person. Are you insane?
Not to him. Like, you're on the phone. Like, you're mad at me and you're calling me a Banchod.
No, I'm not going to do that. No. I need to be as undercover or on the down low.
Everyone in the chat room says
they'll... Thank you for calling Walmart.
Oh, my God. Here it is.
Finally. Okay, I'm heading over there right now.
Is he still there?
Yeah. I'm sure he is. He looked distressed.
And I'm out.
Hi, can I have electronics, please? Hello, ma'am? Okay. Do they call it loss prevention at Walmart? Is that the... Or do they call it AP?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be loss prevention. Can you hear the phone ringing? Over there, I mean?
Huh?
Can you hear the phone ringing in electronics?
No. I'm not there yet.
Oh.
I had to go... I'm sorry. I was trying to move it.
Don't say sorry. Call her a Banchod.
I need to put something in my cart. He's still wearing striped shirt.
Striped shirts are always hilarious.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Walk behind the counter and pick up the phone.
Oh, my goodness, I'm in.
Hi, is this electronics?
No.
I'm sorry? God. So unprofessional.
Still not. It's still not.
Oh.
I'm like right there. It's not doing anything.
Maybe it rings under their walkie-talkies. Do they have earpieces?
No, I think they don't know how to do anything, apparently.
Walk behind the counter and pick up the phone for them.
It's not even... Yeah. Well, you're going to have to try again.
Well, it's ringing right now.
God, this is annoying. Oh.
Hi. Ma'am?
Hi.
Hi. What you doing?
I'm like, how may I help you?
Oh, hey, I was asking to be transferred to electronics. I don't think their phone's ringing, though, because I just keep getting you. Are you sure you're doing it right? Ugh.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, balls.
Still not doing it. I don't understand.
Can you just scream Banchod as loud as you can right now?
No.
Banchod!
No, I can't.
Matter Chode.
Okay. Oh, it's like an iPhone or something.
What?
It's an iPhone.
I reach behind the counter and grab things. Like.
But it's not happening.
No, I mean just like take their scissors.
I think you got.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Maybe they just got tired of answering the phones, so they turned them off. That's why I didn't get as many layaway numbers, like for us, because it's just impossible to get through to everything.
I don't know. I did what I could.
It was a good idea.
Well,
we should do this on another day, like on another day when it's not Black Friday, I guess.
But
it could be fun.
Black Friday makes it so much funnier.
Yeah. Is that Indian?
I don't understand.
Is the Indian guy still there?
Yeah.
Go get his cell phone number and we can just call his cell number.
No.
Why not?
I'm sad.
Don't be sad. We're going to call layaway people.
Wow.
We have...
I checked the video and it was perfect.
Oh.
The way I was doing it.
Oh. That's too bad.
That's sad. Hmm. You probably do it from this angle, too.
Huh?
Never mind. Nothing.
Fine.
Nothing.
Fine.
Okay. So, where else, looks like he's arguing with her.
You wouldn't expect people to be disagreeable on Black Friday at Walmart. But apparently it's happening. You should walk over there and just video.
Yeah.
Like, hold the video camera, like, and make it very obvious you're taping them.
Okay, let's go somewhere else. Let's go elsewhere.
And you can have a sticker on the side of the phone that he can see that says Banchode Vision. Like it's a TV show.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Alright, you're leaving Walmart? You should just go home. We'll do calls.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm going to automotive.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me?
Is automotive open on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
unfortunately
automotive would be the one department we can really get through to, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Here, I'm gonna
nobody's gonna be buying anything.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and call it just to see if we get through.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hey, can you grab?
I'm not gonna be able to tell you what's going on.
Well, I just want to see if it goes through. Hey.
Okay.
Go over to Toys and grab something out of a kid's hand.
No, there's some guys around the corner looking at tires, and one is wearing a red shirt, and they're Indian.
Everyone's an Indian. Hello, can I have automotive, please?
Oh, they're not here.
Hey, find a kid that has a horse cat in the toy aisle and grab the horse cat and run away.
Okay. There's a guy buying a blue shirt.
Buying a blue shirt?
Yes.
In automotive?
Yes.
Okay. Is the phone ringing?
Hold on. No, it's not.
What? What? It's like I don't have the right Walmart. But, I mean, this is the number that's the right number.
I don't understand it either.
This doesn't make sense. I wanted to tell him that he can't buy shirts in automotive. That's stupid.
I know. I don't know where to find this.
I'm helping.
What department's this?
I'm sorry?
Which department are you?
Operator.
Oh. Well, how come the automotive's not there? Well, how come none of the departments, when I call them, they don't ring?
Oh, it's very busy. Hold on, let me try again.
Okay, it's automotive.
Okay.
I think you're just dialing wrong, because you're a woman.
Oh, okay.
Walmart, TLE.
Is this the automotive?
Yes.
Oh, hey, this is Ben Chode from the store security department. Is there a man buying a shirt right now?
Excuse me, you're breaking up.
Oh, is there a man buying a shirt at your register right now?
Yeah, he just left.
Oh, can you catch him? Can you call him back?
Hold on. Okay.
Wait, I'm asking about batteries. They say it's $89 for. I don't know if we have that much.
Oh, I see. So you're actually.
Well, I'll just wait. Yeah, I'll just wait here. Just check.
Okay.
How much is it, sir? $109 total. Is that what? Okay, if I bring the old battery back. Okay. Yeah, I think he's waiting for the guy.
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Can I help you?
Oh, who's this? Is this automotive still?
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get a hold of the guy that was buying the shirt.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, is this the guy that was buying a shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, you're not allowed to buy shirts in automotive. That's stupid. How gay are you? Come on.
What do you mean, how gay am I?
No, listen, you go to the normal register. I know you think
my car's parked over here.
I know you think you're really smooth trying to save time and go to the automotive to buy shirts, but that's retarded. Why don't you just go to the front like the rest of the people?
Because my car's parked out here on the side by the automotive. Because I went into the TV department to look there, and the closest exit and entrance to the TV department is automotive.
Okay, you sound like an asshole. You're an asshole. You're being an asshole.
Oh, hey, listen, buddy, who are you?
You're the type of person that buys towels.
You don't talk to me like that.
Pays in electronics to save time.
You don't talk to me. You don't talk to customers like that, buddy.
You're basically cutting in line. You're an asshole. You're cutting in line.
No, you don't talk to customers. You don't call them names. You don't curse at them.
We're going to have your car towed for being such an asshole. You think you can save...
You call me all kinds of curse words.
Sir, hello? Hello? Did I lose the patient? Yeah, he's gone. Ugh. I don't know.
This guy's like really mad, and are we gonna do the battery or what are we gonna do?
Definitely get the
battery.
The
guy's kind of busy right now. Hey.
Oh, wait. Shh, be quiet.
Oh, I'm just waiting on a battery. Information. Yeah, I don't. Wait. I'm just gonna come back at another time because
okay,
well, I don't know what's going on
well,
here.
Just wait. We want to hear them yell at each other.
Huh?
I want to hear them yell at each other. Oh. If you can, if you can stay there, if possible.
Well, I can try to wait over here. Something happened with the guy with the shirt or something.
Oh, weird. I wonder what happened.
Do you hear that?
Yes. Should I try and call back? I think I'm going to try and call back. I want to tell the cashier that he's a shoplifter. Oh, it's busy again.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay. I'm going to tell him it's you.
No.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Oh, could I have automotive, please? Pretty please.
please don't.
Walmart, Pat Luke.
Hey, I'm calling from the store security again. That guy that's yelling, he's a shoplifter. He shoplifted. You need to search his pants. He's got something down the front of his.
He bought the manager.
Well, I know, but he put a can of WD-30 down the front of his pants. Does it look like he has a large bulge in the front of his pants?
He paid for two items.
Yeah, he paid for two, but then he put the oil. He took some oil and put it down the front of his pants.
Okay, well, he's calling for y'all. Y'all can come check him.
Yeah, but can you look in the front of his pants? Do you see a bulge? In the front of his pants?
I don't see nothing too unusual.
Oh, like, do you think... How much of it do you think is his cock? And how much of it do you think is oil? Like just a regular quart of oil?
No, it's not in the front of his pants.
Okay, can you ask him to unbutton his pants? Can you ask him to unbutton his pants?
No.
No,
I ask him to unbutton his pants?
No, I'm ordering you. He needs to unbutton his pants. Just say, sir... Unbutton your pants.
I'm gonna let you speak with Kevin.
He's gonna know.
Speak to the manager.
He's gonna know he's busted.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
That man. He stole some oil. That man that's yelling. Oh. And he's trying to create a diversion so he can steal more oil, with all the yelling.
Okay.
But Yeah, he knows that we know. Like, ask him to unbutton his pants because they're down the front of his pants. Just say, sir, sir, unbutton the front of your pants because the oil's there, and just see how his reaction is real quick.
I feel more comfortable if somebody else was back here as well. You know, can you send police?
Oh no, because we're so busy. We've got shoplifters in every department right now. Just say, sir, unbutton your pants. Just do that real quick.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
No, it's okay, because he knows that we know.
Okay, so what do you think?
Just say, excuse me, sir, unbutton your pants. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we're just...
It sounds absolutely ridiculous.
I know, just say, sir, unbutton your pants. Just do it real quick.
You have to send the security or something.
What?
You're gonna have to send security or something. I cannot do that.
Say, sir, unzip your pants.
Who was? Do you know who's one? Whoever called this line?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what he's asking about.
Oh well, because he's angry because we caught him shoplifting. Tell him to give us the quart of oil back, and we'll just let him go. Just say, sir, give us the quart of oil back that you stole. Just say, unbutton your pants.
I don't know how to... Bye.
Well, no, just get the quart of oil from him. Tackle that motherfucker. Okay, Stacy, are you there? He's gone. Stacy. I can't hear you if you're talking, Stacy.
Yes. Dude. I'm watching the video. It's perfect.
Did you? Oh, really? That's amazing.
Yeah, I put it in my front pocket. So everywhere I turned, you can see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Perfectly. You can see the guy coming back. You can't really hear it very well, but I mean, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want, I could edit it together with my audio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. At one point, I was about to laugh, so I turned around for a little bit, but then I turned back.
Did you hear what I just said to him? And like the...
Yeah, I heard everything. I was on mute.
And the guy that I yelled at, he's
I'm in the car right now.
He was getting upset because the guy was on the phone laughing. He's like, this isn't funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah, everyone's saying to mobile upload it to YouTube right now.
Oh, shit. At one point, my coat goes over it. Aw, crap.
Oh, well, you got part of it.
Yeah, I got most... Okay, I think I turn around, and there we go. Perfect.
Yay.
Back to perfection. Yeah, this is where he starts getting really angry. Wow, this is pretty good. I'm impressed. You can see the guy kind of looking, the guy that originally answered the phone kind of looking and getting concerned.
We're the new Longmont Potion Castle people.
What?
Nothing. They go around doing pranks and taping reactions and stuff.
Oh, man. At one point, my coat goes over it again.
That goddamn coat. I hate your coat.
I almost took it off, too.
Hey, I'm going
But yeah, this is when I ran away, though. I couldn't take it.
Hey, it's been close to,
But then I came back.
2 hours now. I think it's break time for us.
Well, I need to... Do I need to go somewhere else?
If you want, sure. I was thinking of, just taking a, maybe 10-minute break. I want to get a Pepsi refill and poop.
Okay. Well, that'll be enough time for me to go. And then there was another guy that was, working, in the aisles, putting stuff up.
Yeah.
And he came by, and he's like, what's going on? He, kind of laughed a little bit.
I remember once,
And then I ran away.
Once Mr. Spessa and Trevor and all of them were doing calls, and they tried to get a convenience store that I was in to shut off the lights while I was inside.
Oh, yeah.
But they failed at it. But we've got to do that.
There's the part where you There's the part where you can't really hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my volume's just down and I can't turn it up or what.
Yeah.
But
well, iPhones suck at recording audio.
You can still hear it in the background, right?
Oh, yeah.
The point
yeah,
where you hung up and I walked away and you could still hear him in the background. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It still works.
Yeah, yeah. If you want, I can put the audio with the video together and then we can put it on your channel.
No, but what I'm saying is you still heard him in the background. Though,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. He was so angry.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Stacy. It was the greatest idea ever.
I'm impressed.
It only took 2 hours for something to happen.
Okay, I think I'm going to go to Best Buy.
Okay. Well, do you mind if
I
take...
I'm just going to tell you where it is. It's across the highway, so all you got to do is zoom out on Google Maps.
And oh, okay.
Best Buy is right across the highway.
I see it. No, really, I'm going to go pee.
I'm going to head over there.
I'm going to go pee, and I'm going to go get Pepsi refills and 10 minutes.
Okay, call me back.
Okay. All right, so I'll very soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, break time, everyone. 10 minutes. I want to play a few songs, and then I'll be back. Gentlemen, boys and girls, pop goes the world by men without hats. All right. So, this is the 24-hour Madhouse Marathon you're listening to. I'm currently in my third hour of doing this. And I have an hour and 50 minutes left with me and Roxy. And we should have some other people call in soon. But for now, Roxy wants to... not what I just said. I mean, with me and Stacy. Yeah, me and Stacy. Who's that other person I'm talking about? I don't even know what I'm saying. It's early. I'm delirious. I don't even know what I'm saying. No, nobody heard me say Roxy. Sure of that. Okay, let's see. Gotta find her phone number again. She's not on Skype. I think this is it. We're calling Stacy.
Hey.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey. Good news. I did get audio on that last one.
Oh, good. Yay. You can just upload it directly. You should just upload it right now. Do a mobile upload.
Well, I can't because it's on this iPhone, which it does not have internet on.
Oh, I see. But you're at Best Buy, so you can connect to their Wi-Fi.
No.
Fine.
Okay, so I'm about to go. This place is fucking packed. People are going in and out.
That's
at
cool.
such a fast rate.
I think I should tell the listeners. They should go to your YouTube. By the time they hear this on the podcast feed, it should be up. So it's like youtube.com/...
Yeah, just the video itself? Because I want you to edit out the location before you put it on YouTube.
Edit out the location?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the location?
Because it's close to my apartment. I don't want people knowing.
Where is the location? Like, where do people know where it's from?
Because you named the streets, you weirdo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm...
Anybody can type that into Google, you know?
I'll cut that out. I will, I promise.
Okay.
I always cut out... I cut out the name Walmart, but I don't think I need to cut out Walmart on that part. I just need to cut out the location.
But I'm afraid, like, the Walmart people are going to see this and be like, that was the lady. But I never go to that Walmart anyway. Now, I have been to this Best Buy.
Walmart's not that smart.
Yes.
They can't figure things out like that. That's crazy.
Okay, so how should I... you might be able to get more than one call out of this, because there are a lot of fucking people here.
Yeah, it'd probably be easier to get transferred around that store, too, than it is Walmart, you know, because it's...
It's a small store, but... I can give you the names of certain people. I'll just do it on Skype. I'll then, you know, be like, "Hey, is Jim there?"
What does Best Buy call their security people? I guess I could just say with security.
I don't know. I wouldn't do anything with security though.
Okay. Well, that's what I said to talk to the Walmart.
I would do something like, "Hey, we just raised our price," or say something like, what they do here is they do price match, where they price match on their own website, which is stupid. But, if there's an online price...
I wonder if I could call a cashier and be like, "Hey, we just price matched that, you know, iPod. It's only going to cost $10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send you some information in Skype on who's buying what.
Okay. So, like, what departments are you going to be hanging out at? Like, how do I get a hold of it?
Well, everything's electronics department.
Well, yeah, but, like...
I'm going to tell you the names of the, you know, person.
Okay.
That you need to talk to.
So I'm just...
Because, I mean, I'm just going to open up my Skype and...
Okay. Well, am I going... Are you at the front registers, or are you by the computers?
Right now, I'm walking in right now.
I'm not sure.
I think I'm walking in the wrong way. That's the worst thing I do. That's a good thing. Oh my god, it's crowded.
No way you'll get in trouble for this.
I don't like this.
You don't like this?
No, too many people. I've never done this before. Oh my god.
Don't get trampled. Don't worry. If they trample, trample you, all of your body fat will protect you.
No, I don't like people. This is really bad. Okay.
So it's worse.
Oh my god!
It's worse than Walmart.
Well, yeah, it's way worse. Way worse.
Can you tell that lady to shut her kid the fuck up?
Okay. Hold on.
See if they have...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, what the fuck happened?
I don't know. Your phone went dead, and then so I just hung up.
Oh my god! Yeah, I had to go get out of the store because it didn't matter where I was. I had absolutely no reception or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're
now my car is shaking, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Did someone ding it? Check your car and see if anyone dinged your car. Hey, can you leave car ding notes? Let's do Black Friday car ding notes. Teehee. Ha ha ha. Alright, I'm going to call her cell number. The title of the show is going to be Stacy's Bad Reception. Yeah, I don't know. If people want to call me, go ahead and call me. I was thinking I would try this thing. This guy named Pedro set up a Twitter. It's a lot like A-Freak's Twitter that he set up years before, that retweets people's phone numbers whenever they tweet them. And it's twitter.com/prankcaller, except there is no E in the word prank caller. They're being all hip, like Tumblr. So I'm going to try and call this first one, the most recent one on his list that's been retweeted. This guy named Hank got a crispy new cell phone. Text me with your name. I lost all my contacts.
The mailbox belonging to... is full and cannot...
That was the best voicemail ever. I wish I could have left a message. All right, next one is Laurel. This was from November 24th. She finally got a new phone. She lost all her contacts, though. And it's an iPhone 5.
Hello?
Hey, Laurel.
Who is this?
This is Gary from Apple. I'm calling about your iPhone 5.
Oh, yes?
It looks like it's been hacked. I can see your camera right now. I'm in the security department. I'm watching you on your camera right now on your iPhone 5.
Oh.
I mean, all I can see right now is your ear because you're on it. But, you know.
What do we do about it?
I don't know. I've been watching you though for days now, ever since you got it set up on the new phone. And I figured it's about time I call and just let you know. I can see everything you're doing. It's so creepy. It's so creepy that I'm able to do this.
So what can we do about it?
Well, it's a malware. You downloaded malware. I think Snapchat is malware, and it's kind of like a virus. It thrives on heat. Can you put your phone in the freezer for about 5 minutes? And that should do the trick.
Okay, Dad, come here.
Wait, no, I don't need to talk to your dad. I snapped a lot of pictures, though, of you, like over these past couple days. I snapped so many pictures because I just wanted to make sure. You know, I wanted to make sure that it really was malware with Snapchat.
Okay.
So I just snapped so many pictures, and I took a bunch of video, and I copied your files and your passwords. And are you near the kitchen?
No. Oh. I'm sitting in...
You have to run to the kitchen as fast as possible. Run.
Why?
Because it'll help the virus. It's the motion detectors in the phone. They can detect the running, the speed of the phone. And if you run to the freezer, you'll catch it off guard. So if you just run
okay,
to the freezer.
Okay, here. Wait a second.
Throw it in the freezer. Run like the wind.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Apple about the virus on your daughter's cell phone.
What are you talking about?
What's wrong with the cell phone? There's a malware in her new iPhone 5. It affects all the yellow phones.
All right. So what are you saying we need to do to resolve the issue?
Well, it comes in through Snapchat. It's a malware, and we need you to put the phone in the freezer for 11 days.
Dude, whatever.
That'll fix everything.
You're an idiot. All
right. Hey, your daughter's an idiot for tweeting her phone number to the entire world, okay? That's who the idiot is. Oh, I don't think you heard that part. Okay, guess who's calling back? Hi, hey. Stacy.
Oh my god, I'm almost home.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait for you to be home.
What happened?
I don't know, it just went dead again.
Did you ever call Best Buy and...
No. Nope.
Following the tips I gave you? No.
Well, I did while you were in there, but...
Oh.
Was I supposed to after you left?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I gave you information about who's working in what department.
Well, I can't get through to the departments, though. It's just this one lady that answers, and she She just tries to help me instead of transfer me. They're like Target.
Yeah, it's actually better than the call center I used to work at because we used to transfer you instead of try to help you. But these fucking bastards won't even do that.
Goddamn Best Buy for being so helpful. Bunch of jerks.
Okay,
there.
Well, I don't know. Should I just go home? Or I haven't slept since like 6 p.m. last night, so.
I would go home. I think I'm going to like take calls, like if people want to call in. Except I'm not telling anyone my Skype name, and that's probably why nobody's calling in.
Call in?
What's that?
How are they going to call in?
I don't know. Hopefully someone will figure it out. Someone will be like, wow. I have RVCP's Skype name.
Park Dude does.
Yeah. Call in, Park Dude.
Dude, he texted me, or not texted me, talked to me on Skype, like, why don't you do this? Why didn't you do this?
Oh, I got on! Yay!
It's Ice Goose.
Yay.
Yeah, hey, you want to hear what I'm saying before I go to sleep?
Yeah, everyone wants to hear what you're saying.
He called me on, or he's like messaging me on Skype, like, hey, why didn't you get me involved in this? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you just tell me where to go? I'm like, well, I didn't know where I was going or when I was going, and I had stuff to do at home before and after. Like, I'm really tired. I got to go to bed, blah, blah. He's like, made a big deal out of it. Finally, I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to Best Buy right now. Meet me there. And he's like, oh, no, I'm cooking and drinking. I'm just going to stay home.
Stupid Park Dude. So sick of his bullshit.
So, you know what, Park? Call in and go places for Arby.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Park Dude.
If you want to go to Best Buy, go to Best Buy. Be my guest.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good right now, Stacy? Like quality is pretty good? Yeah. Like, you can hear everything?
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, now you're cutting out all of a sudden. But you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta...
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, really? I can hear everything.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to play a clip for you. Okay?
Oh.
Do you know who Dr. Demento is?
No.
He's the guy that discovered Weird Al and like, all the other wacky songs from the olden days, like Fish Heads and stuff.
Who's the guy on the phone?
That's Ice Goose.
Oh, hi, Ice Goose. Whatever.
Okay.
Hi.
Bye, you're leaving?
Okay.
Or are you saying hi?
Hi.
Okay, Dr. Demento. He plays wacky music. He has a show on the radio, but I think it's just internet radio now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you understand that part, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep.
No, wait. No, this is about you. Okay. This is exactly about you.
All right.
Okay, like 2 years ago, I did that song, What City Please, remember? It's like your indie music.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember doing this. I just found this like 2 days ago. But he played it on his show, and I did a request and dedication to you.
Oh.
So do you want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. This is the very end of it. It's just a few seconds.
For Stacy Stack of Dallas, What City Please by Redbox and the Chili Peppers. And some union-related songs and comedy, Union Made by the...
Isn't that amazing?
Aww.
It's back when I liked you. Hey, bitch. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, that was...
It's back when I didn't hate you.
Aww. You should send that little tiny clip to me and I'll play it.
Okay, alright. On your next show with Park Dude.
On my next show with the guy in the background who I haven't talked to for a few months.
Ice-ice?
Yeah, after I did that season 2, episode 1... We never were able to get back together again. And so I guess I wasn't kidding when I said it'll be another 2 years. Oh, my God, it looks like there's a fight going on outside my apartment.
Oh crap.
No, she's smiling. Never mind.
Fuck. It's always something crazy happening in your life. If it's not the garbage truck, it's fights. But they're not really fights. They're just
sometimes
people
smiling. I'll wake up places and not have a way to get home and have to take the bus. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's always crazy. Dr. Unk was calling in a second ago. You can try again. Ice Goose just dropped. It says there's a problem with this call.
Oh, no.
Stupid Ice Goose.
Well.
But listen, Dr. Demento, he's been like a nationally syndicated radio guy for years, and he said your name. Isn't that exciting? He said your name and my name.
Well, yeah, maybe if I knew who he was ahead of time. I mean,
it's like we're famous. But... Hey, since your stuff seems to be working right now, do you want to call somebody real quick?
Well, I'm about
to... Oh, how convenient.
Go inside my apartment.
Oh, yeah, it's starting to cut. It's cutting.
It's not going to, but okay. If you call me on my actual phone number,
well,
I'll have a connection. Yeah, call me on my actual number. Bye.
Okay. Dr. Unk. Dr. Unk. Hello, Dr. Unk.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
My Skype's being all wacky, so I wasn't sure if you answered or not.
Yeah, mine is too. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my... my microphone. Hello, can you hear me?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
I hear you.
Yeah, mine too. Hold on 1 second.
Wait, what?
1 second.
No, Hi. You're broadcasting the show. Who would do that?
Huh?
Come on.
What?
You're such an amateur.
Yeah, right.
Doc!
No, I was just making fun of you because I did the exact same thing on Brent Westwood's show this morning.
Amateurs.
Yep. That's me.
Oh, that's why. Okay, here we go. Now it's coming through my headset. How does that sound?
I passed the fuck out after our show. Passed the fuck out.
Oh, when was your show? What time?
We went on at 3 o'clock Pacific.
So you were with Dialer?
No, I was with Science Sloth.
What? Oh, I... Okay, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
So he was, like, right before Brent Westwood?
Yeah, he was the one right before Brent.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I was asleep. I slept normal hours last night. I missed all the shows. I missed Dialer's. And I missed the last 30 minutes of Carlito's. Because fuck staying up for prank calls.
Fuck that shit.
I'm going to call this thing from, it's twitter.com/prankcaller. If Skype will dial. Skype's not going to dial.
RB, I think we should call one of the chicks that put their phone number up for the iPhone and tell them they need to snap naked pictures to me.
What do you mean they put it up for the iPhone?
They put their phone numbers up on that Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Should call him and say, hey, you need to send me naked pictures.
I should have done that to the last one. I think she was 14.
Because I'm from the corporate office and shit.
I can't make things dial.
Stupid.
Yeah. If it keeps up, I'm just going to have to hang up on everyone.
Oh, no.
It lets me
You're
dial.
You're going to have to end the show, too.
This number. I don't know what's up with Skype lately.
I'm very hungry, even though you...
Other people have had this problem. I read it online, but I don't know if any of you guys have. It just... It's hard to explain what it does, but it's really weird. Okay, I think I'm calling it. Are you guys still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Indeed.
Anyone want to talk to Jay? He got a new cell phone and posted...
Who is this?
His name's Jay. He got a new phone and an iPhone.
All right. Hi, Jay. This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office of Apple.
Okay.
I received a message here that you got a new iPhone 5S the other day.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? Okay. It seems that there was some sort of... Yeah, ma'am. Seems that there was some sort of virus on that phone.
Okay.
Ma'am? Okay, are you using Snapchat? Are you using Snapchat, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, there's been a new virus going around by Snapchat. I'm not sure if you opened the Snapchat message yesterday saying Happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that had a massive virus on it.
And okay.
It's called the horsey cat virus, ma'am. It's truly unfortunate. Have you been sending any illicit Snapchats? That might be the problem, too.
What do you mean, illicit Snapchats?
You know, like saying bad words? Things that are unchristian-like? Okay, good. Sometimes Snapchat goes through those people, and then they say, hey, don't do that, and so they give you a virus.
You literally sound like such a bad guy. I don't know who you are.
No, my name is John Holloman. I'm calling from the Apple corporate office.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Wait, no, don't do that.
Ma'am, this Goodbye. Is the supervisor. Don't hang up, or we're turning off your phone. She's gone.
Oh, call her back. She said call back, okay. Even though I fucked that up.
She did say call back. I heard her. She said,
yeah. You didn't fuck up. She's just too smart. She's just too smart for you.
Yeah.
I got that turkey message this morning on Snapchat.
You guys take this.
Do you think I'm infected? Aww. Jay.
Who is this?
This is the supervisor from Apple. You just hung up on one of my employees.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't know you.
Okay, well, guess what? We don't want you to talk to anyone else, and we're turning off your phone for being a jerk.
Happy Black Friday, ma'am.
All right.
Yep. So enjoy not being able to use your phone.
And not being able to text sexy pictures to random people on the internet.
Yep.
Which we've intercepted, by the way.
Yeah, and we love them.
Can you
send us some more? It'd be really great if we could see more.
Yeah, I'll just redirect all of your dirty Snapchats to my Snapchat.
She's gone.
Oh. Let's see. There's Harry. Harry got a new phone.
Harry? Oh, yeah. Hold on.
What's the Twitter on that? The reposting numbers one.
It's twitter.com/prankcaller, but it's
here, I'll give you the link.
It's prank call and then the letter R. That's the hip way to do things in the web 2.0.
Okay. GG.
Hey, listen, I'm going to go pee. I really need to go pee, but I'm going to call. I'm going to call Harry for you.
Okay.
All right, dog.
Yeah, just talk until you're back.
Hello?
Hey, is this Harry?
Hi, this is Harry.
Hey, Harry, this is John. I just saw you got a new phone. Awesome, man. Are you enjoying it? That's cool.
Yeah,
man. We need to hang out again. It's been too long. Seriously. It's been, 3 years since we last got to hang out? I really miss that time we went, bowling. And then we rode on jet skis later. It was really special to me that one afternoon in the park bathroom when I was going to the bathroom and you came up next to me and you started tapping your foot and I'm all like, oh, come on, man. And then you just started fellating me on, is it gone? Damn. Yeah. So how's it going, Goose?
What just happened?
I don't know. I tried to create some kind of story about this this guy.
What happened?
Huh? Or did you hear it? I don't know. Is it playing?
No.
Am I
lagging really hard?
You might be lagging pretty hard. Let me check the chat. Did anyone else hear that? Anyone? No.
Udo was kicked.
It was kicked.
I'm not even going to get cordless. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck the rules.
I did a little. Am I clipping out Brittany Baker?
I think.
You heard it all, right, Lux? Okay, cool.
Oh.
Yeah, because
I didn't hear it all.
Fun.
Yeah, I didn't hear
it
all.
You didn't hear any of that?
I heard him answer, and that was it.
What happened? Did anything hilarious happen?
A bomb threat.
No, I just pretended I knew him. Then it had been too long, and then I talked about the time in the park bathroom when he tapped his foot and showed hard for head, and we had a nice little pool party, and then he hung up pretty quick.
You guys, am I cutting in and out?
I hear you.
No, you sound good, man.
Okay.
The only problem with this Twitter account is it doesn't seem like it catches very many. I'm already to November 16th.
Oh, Tammy.
Michael Cross. I don't see a Tammy.
She's above. Tammy Lucy Rouge.
Oh, well, I didn't want to call her because I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, it's what... international. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's an 07. That must be a... Oh, but I don't have credits for UK.
So, fuck UK anyways.
Yeah.
Fuck UK.
Take that, right. Nunu.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah,
oh, here's
you,
a DJ.
Nunu.
Here's a DJ.
A lot of people in the UK posting on here, though, so people should come back and, like, catch all these.
Here's a why dislike Mike. Due to the mass of texts I'm getting, this is what I'm going to do. Text me names to get on my list for tonight. Arby, I think you want to go to a party, huh?
Yeah, no, you do.
I do?
Yep.
Or Doc
does. Yeah, you do, Goose.
All right.
I mean, I can always invite myself to a party. I'll tell my party favors.
Oh,
and then I'll go.
Oh, crap. I think I just hung up on it. Let me try again. Oh, but it was a voicemail anyway, so I think he's not going to be there.
Who, that guy?
Yep. Calling him back.
This call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn. You're calling a 417. This is a 336.
What? No, it's not. The party.
It is.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
No.
Getting on the list for tonight.
I don't see the party.
Is that even for tonight? Is that like a new one, or is it just... Oh, it is. Josephine.
It was a new one?
No, it's the November 25th. Oh, so yeah, it's old. This doesn't seem pretty old.
Oh, there's a new one, though. Party tonight.
Oh, six new tweets? Where did all these come from?
No.
Oh, well, Josephine.
Yeah, but that's from the 25th, so...
But that wasn't here a minute ago when I loaded it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we should call
that's
her.
Weird.
Party. Josephine. The party's done, but...
Oh, here's another one. Text me with your names, yo. Oops.
Wait.
I think we hit that one, didn't we? Or no, never mind.
So this one is Alexei. The first one, the party one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Here, I'm going to call it.
Okay.
I fuck you, son of a bitch. Fuck you, son of a bitch. Hi, Alexi?
Yes.
Oh, you sound like a guy. Is this
Hello?
Her boyfriend? Is this her boyfriend?
No, who's this?
Oh, I'm the guy that she hooked up with the other night. She gave me her number. She said her name was Lexi. Lexi Kalias?
What'd you say?
I hooked up with this girl named Alexi last night, and, Alexi Calidas? I don't know, she was some Mexican whore, you know.
Really?
Yeah, and, I wanted to let her know that, you know, I have herpes, and I forgot to tell her when I was doing Molly that I have herpes, man.
Oh, no, I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
She has herpes now. Uh-oh.
Well,
are you Alexi?
Cool. I don't know who that is, so I guess you got the wrong number.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe I fucked you, and maybe you have herpes now.
Oh, that's cool, bro.
Anyways, I'm trying to get on the list for tonight for College Tuesdays. Oh, it's... What day is it? Shit, what day is it? It's Friday, isn't it? Yeah, I'm trying to get on that list.
I don't know. There's no list tonight, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about the next Tuesday? Can I get on that goddamn list?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, yeah. Put John Holloman and Ron Newman on that list, okay?
All right.
All right, we're both at least right. 17. Okay.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, and put me on the VIP list, okay? You motherfucker. Aw, man.
Tee-hee.
You motherfucker. Tee-hee.
This guy wants us to text him with our names.
Oh, Justin, yeah. He's got an iPhone, so you could definitely use the Snapchat.
How do you know that?
Because hashtag Team iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody my age has a Snapchat.
Yeah.
With an iPhone.
You're a little bit younger than me. I don't have the Snapchat.
You should get Snapchat. Brad has a Snapchat.
Yeah, I got the Thanksgiving virus this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, the horsey cat virus? Damn.
Yeah, pretty bad.
That was really loud, too. It's the first thing I saw this morning.
Get him to Snapchat me. Just weird shit. Like a cat. I want to see a cat.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Justin. Justin.
Hello?
Hey, Justin. Justin.
Who's this?
Hey, Justin. It's Gary from Apple. I'm calling about your iPhone problems. He hung up.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker.
That was odd.
Okay. Doc has one, and... Text bomb this number.
It's the bomb.
Tell her you have a text bomb, and you're gonna give it to her.
It's some douchey dude, actually.
This 513 number?
Yeah.
Jay Hamilton. I got one after that too.
No bombs.
Yeah, it's from like over a year ago. It might be a long shot, but you know,
don't
it's worth
it.
It's worth don't the shot.
Don't Hillock this call.
I won't.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I have my associate, Doc. He's going to be talking to you. He's a new hire. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here, just hold on.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to talk to you about your support for the Democratic Party for the upcoming election. The Republicans have... done. He's gone.
Oh shit, he was gone fast.
You wouldn't think people would hang up for something like that, but
yeah.
You don't understand.
Alright, here's an iPhone. I want to get her to Snapchat me. Let's see. She says she goes to Hogwarts, so she may be insane.
Where'd you get this?
On the thing.
One. You have reached a number that is not equipped for incoming service.
What?
Please check the number and try again.
Maybe it's the text-only service.
Did Bing Social go down? Where you can, like, you know, call my cell and all that shit?
I think I have a bookmark for that. Let me check.
Oh, give me a link. I'm interested.
Or maybe I don't.
Oh, they...
I'm looking. Oh, yeah. Call my cell at Bing Social.
But it doesn't list any numbers, though. That's the thing.
Just tell them there is no God. I like that. Just, you know, tell them that there's no God. All their ideas are full of shit. Oh, my lord. Don't be surprised if you call my cell and I answer, Merry Christmas, this is Haley. Haley, you're a bitch, okay? I don't like you.
Okay, I'm going to try... Well, here, I'll click on Haley's name. And does it show it on there? No.
No. Damn it.
I could tweet her, ask her what her number is.
Yeah, that'll...
I'm sure that'd work.
And then we'll just sit here and wait for her to reply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compelling radio.
It'll be dead air until she replies.
Let's just all wait patiently.
Everybody be patient. All right. Branna? Mary. Okay. Mary is sad, apparently. Nobody gives a fuck. Aww. Sad. She didn't have her number up.
Damn it.
Damn it. Shit, damn it. Fuck.
Piss, piss, shit.
Yeah, piss, damn it.
God damn it.
Fuck, boy. Manion Davis. I know her.
Oh, got one.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Okay.
This bitch.
All right. Here we go. This is 22 minutes ago, so it's still fresh.
Where'd you get it?
Bing Social.
Oh, okay. Which one is it?
Bing.com/social. And then I did search and then quote new cell.
Oh. Okay.
And it's
I don't know what search term I had on there.
Call myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. New cell is good because it's Black Friday, so it'll be a lot fresher. If
all right.
Lines.
Here goes.
You've just dialed a number that isn't in use. Please check your directory or dial 0 for...
God, way to screw everything up.
Fuck it.
I'm going to search Twitter.
Yeah, please call my new cell phone if you want to see me.
Hey, Acid Pez. Hi, Acid Pez.
Hi, Acid Pez.
Hi, Acid Pez.
What you doing, Acid Pez?
Okay, Acid Pez.
Is Acid Pez the one causing my Skype to pop up a thing saying there's connection problems?
I hate you.
Oh, hey, Acid Pez.
Hey, Acid Pez.
Hey, Acid Pez.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say this
the card. Diana speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, could I page a customer that's in there?
Excuse me?
Could I page a customer that's in there?
I can't hear you, sir. I'm going to need you to speak up a little louder.
Oh, just fuck off. That's what I said. I said fuck off.
Cunt.
Hello? Yeah.
And then I called you a cunt after. I said fuck off, and then I said cunt.
You dirty cunt flaps.
Bitch.
That was going to be a Yelp check-in, but then I realized that the person that checked in didn't have a real name.
How long does it take to get a Yelp complainer?
Oh, that takes time and effort.
Oh, yeah, no, fuck that.
Like, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do that during a show. I have to do that, like, before a show.
Oh. I got new cell number as the search term, and that one's leading to some pretty good ones. Yeah, that one's from 15 hours ago, and I got another one from, like, 6 hours ago.
This 905?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Lux says he's calling in, but I don't see him calling in.
Hello?
Hey, Dickface. Marcelo. Oh, no. Hey, Marcelo, this is Gary from the cell phone store. We see you just got a new... You changed your cell phone number.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize for that.
We get that a lot. We're used to it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel bad.
Now, you have the... You have the smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you get that Snapchat virus today? It's the horsey cat virus.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it came through Snapchat. It said Happy Thanksgiving. Did you get that one?
No.
Oh, do you use Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we show that you have the virus on our computer here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm showing virus.
Huh. Well, I'm not showing any signs of a virus.
Are you at home right now?
No.
Oh, are you anywhere that has maybe a freezer? Because the way to get rid of the virus is to throw it in the freezer for just a couple minutes.
And
that neutralizes the virus.
Can I wrap it in, like, in a bag and just put it in the snow?
No, that would take too long. Do you have, like, an oven there or a microwave?
Nah, I'm outside right now.
Is there, like, maybe a large rock?
What, you know, you always smash my phone?
Well, it's the only way to neutralize the virus. You matter chode?
Oh my god, this guy's fucking with me.
No, I'm gonna give you my supervisor. Hold on.
You're going to a supervisor, what the fuck?
Hello, sir. This is John Johnson. How's it going?
This is John Johnson. You suck my dick.
Excuse me, sir. What seems to be the problem? We're just alerting people to the horsey cat virus that's been affecting most consumers today. Didn't you get your Thanksgiving message from Snapchat? Sir? This is very important that you listen to these instructions. You're going to need to take a large stone, and you're going to need to slowly rock it back and forth under the weight of your hands and knees, and that will alleviate the virus.
I think he face muted.
Fucking face muter. It's his own fault if all of his important data gets compromised.
Enjoy
he
your
high as shit too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my god,
John Johnson.
It's like, dude, that name is super common up here.
At least he was smart enough to catch it, though.
Yeah, dude, it's Norwegian. There's many Johnsons and Petersons and Swensons and pretty much anything that ends in son.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know a couple Sins.
You guys want to call Brandon? Brendan?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. What?
Bye, I suppose.
No, he just keeps leaving and coming back.
Are you still on? Okay.
Yep, there he goes. He's leaving again. There he is. It's really annoying, Acid Pez. Your connection's worse than Roxy's. Than Stacy's. Sorry, I don't know who.
Damn, you getting confused.
Speak of the devil.
Hey.
Hi.
You never called
me. The Personet extension. 161377.
Nope. What is that? Stop it. Stacy? Alright. Sorry, Acid Pez, but your connection problems are causing a big red error box that keeps popping up, and it's really annoying.
Oh, shit. Alright, I got a guy at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my God.
Hi,
calling your
Dark
show.
Stranger.
Diaz. Hi, Diaz.
Yes.
Hi, Dark Stranger.
Hi.
Show your
everybody.
Pussy.
Well, I'm glad you're getting through, because Lux claims that I'm not picking up for him.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
He's full of crap.
He's crying over it. He keeps sending me messages, and I just keep ignoring him.
Lux, try calling the right Skype account.
Yeah, God.
I've had
Lux.
12 of them this year.
My man, it's bringing you down.
So the one that I put in is for Mark Wallace. He's at Barnes & Noble. And he said there's a lot of board games there.
Okay. What is
that?
Stacy, why is that happening?
I don't know. Are you calling from like inside your toilet or something?
No.
No, you know what
it's
I'm talking about, right?
Ringing. Even though you answered, it's still ringing. What the fuck?
That's great.
Good
you,
job.
You and your Metro PCS smartphone. Shit.
I'm going to bed.
Fuck damn it,
Roxy. Yeah, Stacy's pissed.
I slept since 6 p.m. last night. I'm fucking going to bed.
Good.
It's still raining.
Hey, Stacy, hurry up and upload that video right now.
I don't even have my camera. My computer out.
Get it out.
Good night.
We need you to wrap it up and put it in the snow.
Call me.
Okay. I'm not going to call her.
Who is still ringing?
That's her, like... Her Metro PCS phone is messing up.
It's Roxy's banana phone.
Yeah. Oh, man. I kind of want to screen cap this and show this to you guys. Oh, perfect.
Okay, I'm calling this 303, and I'll be right back.
Okay. BRBs. Okay. Yes, I need to page. God damn it, I need to page one of your customers.
Okay.
His name is...
Who do you need...
His name is Mark. Mark Wallace. He has glasses.
Mark Wallace.
He looks really nerdy. Yes.
Okay. Well, what I can do is try to page him down to the service desk, and if he shows up, I can put him on the line with.
Okay,
him.
Hurry the fuck up.
It's Mark Wallace.
Yes, Mark Wallace with
all
glasses.
Right. Hold on one moment, please.
Jew haircut.
Hey,
Adolf Hipster. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah, the whole, just the whole. Oh no, that's Hitler Hipster. Web comic based on that.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna go do live pranks at MOA.
Yeah, MOA, man.
I hate that place so much.
I do too. It's so awful.
It really is.
When I was younger, I used to just like walk into people and then immediately apologize. All the bump. Just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dude, I've been there so many goddamn times. I hate it so much. Every time I go there, I'm like, please get me out of here as fast as possible.
I wonder what the trample count is. Stop calling me on my real phone. I don't want to answer it. All right, I'll be back.
You can tell that phone to shut
adorable
the fuck
ringtone.
Up.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell him from the corporate office.
I think Stacey wants us to call her back.
Oh, Brad's gone.
Oh. Brad said, at her?
I can't. I think she's already in the call, so she should be able to just join.
Yeah, she should be. Yeah, that's Stacey. You should be able to just join.
Very good thing.
Oh, here. Oh, we can't make any calls yet until...
I'm back.
Brad gets back, right?
Should I hang up on this thing?
Give it, like, another minute.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey,
Stacey.
I figured out how to join the conference. How do I sound?
You're a genius.
You sound great, Stacey.
Have we called Emily yet?
Who's Emily?
Hi, is this Mark Wallace?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Of?
Barnes & Nobles.
What can I do for you?
It appears that you were complaining on Twitter about our... sorry, let me just pull up the tweet here. Lots of shitty board games here. Who knew? And then you checked in at Barnes & Nobles. Who do you think you are, sir? Talking smack on Twitter? Sir?
Can I help you?
Yeah. Sir, is this Mark?
Yeah.
All right, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store.
Hey, can you hold on a second?
No, just get the fuck out. From the corporate office. We don't need your shit.
Mm.
You look like a Jew lawyer. Are you a Jew lawyer?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Are you going to sue me?
Yeah.
For telling you to get the fuck out? All right. Oh, get the fuck out. Tired of your shit. All right. You got that, big boy?
I got it.
You modder chode, get out. Get your shit and get out. Okay? Hello?
Buy Horsey Cat before you leave.
Yeah, buy Horsey Cat. I didn't know what to say to him.
Yeah, I was going to be your supervisor because he heard me talking in the beginning, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah. I guess but I could.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Just wanted to call
I didn't know we'd get trampled on the way out.
Just wanted to call him mean things.
I didn't know, but oh well.
Alright, we're gonna get Lux a new girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, let's find her on the Twitter.
Oh no, I found her. I found her.
Yeah.
Barbie.
Nice.
What?
I love you.
Ew, gross.
Hey, is Lux? Who is Lux?
Who's Lux? Lux? Come on. You need to listen to Madhouse more. Everyone knows Lux. You should be listening to Madhouse all the time, like us.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
Why do you have a life?
Who could not know who
Stacey.
Lux is?
Yeah.
You used to be one of us that
sorry.
Didn't have a life.
I'm talking to a very cute boy right now, so talk about me having a life. Go fuck yourself.
One of us. One of us. Google gobble. Google gobble.
I don't hear what you're saying because there's somebody more attractive than all of you talking to
freak.
Me.
Freak. Not me. I'm gorgeous.
You fucking freak.
All right. Arby, I think you should call this and get Lux hooked up with this Emily girl.
What's she from? Like, where'd this come from?
I retweet phone numbers.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Is it a recent one?
No, it's from 26 October.
Oh, never mind. Well, wait, why am I going to do this?
Oh, because you're better than us.
Oh. You're the wingman for luck.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be a wingman.
Factual statement.
Wait, does she have an iPhone?
I don't know.
Was it a new phone number? Was she like, I got a new phone?
Yeah.
Just congratulate her on her new phone.
Okay. And by the way, you want to go out with this guy, Lux?
And she's won a brand new horsey cat prize package.
Our young friend's name is Chris Hansen.
Your call has been forwarded.
Let me try again.
Oh, damn it.
Four rings. We got to try it at least a couple times.
Yep. She needs to wake the fuck up.
So who's next on the air, Lux, and who?
I don't know. Your mom?
Probably your mom.
Special mystery guest. LA.
I better know who it is.
It's not going to be DS.
Is it Dan?
Probably.
Where's Pseudo?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 440.
Like that ever helps.
Please record your message.
Wait.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5. We did not get your message.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Oh.
I'm choking.
Yeah. Person being on with me is totally not ex-bunker security. Don't listen to that.
Lux, how long is your show supposed to be?
Until 7.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wait, 7 what?
Seven of you?
Yes, see?
How many hours is that?
It's a 5-hour show, and then you're going to do more on top of that?
Yeah,
fuck that.
Well, I'm calling now.
Too, so. Holy shit.
I have that young energy. You're all old.
Oh, dude, I'm 20.
So that's folly of youth. Yeah.
Dude, I'm 20. I still have energy.
6 years old. Oh, here we go. I've got to talk to this person.
Okay.
Here it goes. Who's making all that noise? I hang up on people that make noise.
You can, like, test the 5-hour energy and see if it actually works.
I love you. I'm going to sleep.
Sarah, come down here. This is Cassie.
Hi. Can I page a customer that's in there? Her name's Sarah Cox.
You're looking for somebody?
Yeah, it's a customer. She should be in there right now. Her name's Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Hold on just a second. Do you just want me to call out her name?
Oh, yeah, if you could, that'd be really great. I just need her to come to the phone.
Okay, hold on a second. There's Sarah in here.
Say her last name, Cox.
Sarah?
Cox!
There's actually
Cox flopping.
Oh, there's no
Sorry,
Sarah.
What was that?
Maybe if you say the last name, Sarah Cox.
A flopping?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox a flopping?
No, there's nobody in here.
There's got to be a Sarah named Sarah Cox a flopping.
At least I made you say Cox really loud to all the customers.
Tee Cox.
Get it?
Cox.
Yeah, I get it. Hilarious.
Do you like Cox?
You said Cox, man.
Do you like Cox, ma'am?
Who is this?
Oh, my name is John Holloman. Hey, do you have a Snapchat?
We're from the corporate office. We need your oh, what are those
Snapchat, ma'am.
Yeah, we need your Snapchat for our records.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, I don't give that out.
Oh, well, maybe you can Snapchat me. It's John Holloman. Just look that shit up.
Okay, yeah. Just check it every 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm checking it right now. No, I'm looking at it right now. Have you sent me one?
Oh, yeah.
I like
turn
boobs.
Your phone off, and then turn
like
it back
boobs.
On to check it every 3 minutes. For the
I'm checking
week.
It right now.
Hurry the fuck up.
Okay.
Look. Yeah, hurry the fuck up. Send me a boob picture.
Okay, ma'am.
You have to turn off your
so you can check out our cock.
Oh, I have to turn it back on. And
watch out for the horsey cat virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Horsey cat virus is brutal.
I got one. Motherfucker.
She said cocks.
She did.
The girl, whatever her name was, the cocks girl, she checked in like 20 seconds ago.
Starbucks Facialist, John, I'm happy.
Hi, could I page a customer that's in there?
I'm sorry?
Could I page a customer that's in there currently?
Hang on one second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have a hard time here. Could you say that one more time?
Hi, there's a customer in there right now. I was wondering if I could have him paged.
Okay, who is it?
His name is Bailey Papas.
Is it?
This is a boy, apparently.
Yeah, no one's responding to that.
Ah, fucking shit.
Alright, sorry about
fucking
that.
Fucking goddamn shit. Fuck.
Sir, I'm very, very busy. I'm sorry.
Shit, fuck, fuck.
Cox!
Shit, fuck, Cox.
Alright, I gave you one. Allie Travels.
Okay.
Allie Travels.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Black Bear in Napa. This is Cassandra. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to page a goddamn customer.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I need to page a customer. Goddamn it. Shit. Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, her name is Allie Travels.
Hold on one second, okay?
All right, you yell out her goddamn name, honey baby.
Yeah, it might be a pseudonym, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm doubting her name is Travels. That's okay.
It's a cool last name, though, if it actually is hers.
Who are you looking for?
Allie Travel. She has dark hair. She likes wine, apparently.
Nope, we don't have her here.
Yeah, you do. She just checked in on Foursquare.
We checked in on Foursquare?
Yeah, she checked in on Foursquare.
Weird.
There's yeah.
No one with dark hair in the restaurant right now.
Oh, well, maybe she dyed it from the last time. Just yell out Allie.
Maybe it's Black Bear and Vallejo. You want to try them?
No. Just yell Allie, okay?
Don't be a smart-ass
hey,
bitch.
Allie. Don't be a smart bitch, okay? Just yell Allie, okay? Okay?
You can avoid calling here and using the B word. That's very rude.
Oh, are
day.
You afraid of the B word?
I think she said to call back.
She said call back, bro.
Oh, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, we could just
get her number. I think she'll give it to us.
Let me try this one real quick.
Thank you for calling Police Savers for the National Benefits and of the Charges. This is Tracy. How can I help you?
Oh, could I page Jennifer Lim, please? She's a customer in there. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's my jam.
It's a thrift store. It's a thrift store, and they have hold music.
Someone sing the horsey cat song for
me. Horsey cat, you're delicious. Tastes like fishes, and your cock is huge.
Hello, could I page a customer that's in there right now?
I'm sorry?
Could I page a customer that's in there right now?
What is her name?
Her name's Jennifer Lamb.
Jennifer Lamb.
Yep. Make her come to the phone, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What?
Make her come on the phone.
There was one in Minnesota, but we'll avoid that one.
She didn't.
Thank you.
Lamb.
I got you.
Ronnie, is that it?
One's at Madison Square Garden.
Don't eat lamb.
Motherfucker.
Is it time for me to quit yet? I'm tired.
No, you still have 25 minutes. Oh, this one's in Seattle. We'll call her. No, that's a little close.
Good. I hope you get arrested.
Are you scared?
I probably will get arrested.
Pussy.
Brad, never mind. I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you about that off air.
Did anyone listen to, like, you know, like Dialer and the other shows?
I was a little intoxicated, so no.
Oh, you guys, I got one. I got one.
Hold on. Hold on. Mine's first, motherfucker. You can take it, though. I don't care.
Yeah, you, no, no, no. You can go for it, Modern Chode. I got a nice one, though. This one could be kind of fun.
Okay. Here goes...
an iPhone. Here goes Ice Goose. I like that. Nice.
Learn to format numbers, dumbass. I'll do it.
Yeah, God.
I can't copy you today.
Yeah, somebody show me how to do the number formatting.
Plus one.
Oh, gay. All right.
Dumb
motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Stupid.
Faggot. Fucking lip. Mother
retard.
West Tower Tully, this is Grace speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to page a goddamn customer.
Hello?
Yeah, I need to page a customer, please.
May I please ask who's calling?
Oh, my name is John Holloman. I'm from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I need you to page Holly Green.
Holly Green.
Yes, please page her. Pronto.
Let me, you're from the corporate office?
Yes.
Here. So, can you get me your extension? Because I'm in the middle of a huge line of drinks. So, can you get me your extension?
No, no, no. I this has to be now. Just yell out, "Hey, Holly Green, come to the phone right now."
Okay. And your name again?
John. I already told
John,
you this. I already told you that. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. You're from corporate office, you said?
Yes.
And what's your title?
Oh my God, I'm an IT specialist.
Okay, is there a reason you need to talk to Ms. Green that I can't help you with?
Yes, she won a free drink.
I'm sorry. As far as I'm aware, there is not a promotion like that. What is your
ma'am,
John? What's
don't,
your last name
don't,
again?
Don't be a retard, okay? Just do what he says, retard.
Okay, retard.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to terminate this call. I'm going to call
retards,
the head office
don't
and ask
let
about this.
The phone.
Don't be such a bitch. God damn. Just give her the free fucking drink. Shit.
Fucking tightwad.
Just give everyone free drinks, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, just give everyone
you
a free
obviously
drink,
don't know how to
bitch.
You do your job. You know?
Yeah, especially it's good for children. Customer service, you dumb cunt.
Yeah, what a meanie.
Your tips must be shit.
I feel better about myself now.
No, but if you do quote cell number is, it yields out a ton of responses. Like, I'm getting, like, all within the last day or so. And they're all super clean, I think, for the most part.
Ah. Okay, so I'm going to call the first one on your list, okay? For Docs.
Oh, okay. The PlayStation for $50 one?
Yep, here goes.
All right, who wants to take it?
Anyone but me.
Ice Goose took my last one.
Yeah, Ice
Goose. Told me to do.
Yeah. Stupid retard.
God damn it. What is it, a PlayStation?
PlayStation 4 or some shit like that. Yeah, PlayStation 4 for $50. Or he's selling it for $50.
Hello?
So it's a scam.
Hi. Are you still selling a PlayStation?
I was never selling.
What? You don't ask?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, speak up.
I think someone put his number in there to mess with him.
Oh, let's call him back.
Because he said he was never selling one. That there's.
I was gonna ask him if he's like just selling the box. You know, like
nobody.
We should get him. Whoever gave him put his number up, and then call them.
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker. I'm on your PlayStation. Jesus.
Hello?
Hello? You hear me? Dick lips.
Wow. What was that?
Hey, cunt muffin. I want your PlayStation.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for reals.
For reals? You want my PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Banchoed. What are you selling it for?
Four bills.
Yeah, homie. Let's do this.
Do this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, meet me up at the GSR. I'll sell it to you.
You want to trade? You want my D for it?
Yep.
My big cock. Sex for the PlayStation. Oh, yeah.
So,
let me talk to one of your buddies there in the back.
Wait, what?
You know, you want to have a gangbang with your buddies there in the back.
She likes it in the back.
Do you want to buy this shit or what, dog?
Dog.
Yes, I do.
You like that, though. You sound gay.
Hey, do you want to buy it?
You want to buy it? Speak to me. I'll buy it if you, you want to have a gay gangbang.
Dude, okay.
You like that
See,
shit.
This is my counteroffer, dog.
Dog.
Right, how about you suck me up right quick? I don't give you no PlayStation and you buy me dinner. How about that?
No dinner. Straight to the gangbang. Let's
okay,
meet up at
about,
the let's meet up at the McDonald's.
I'll fuck you in the ass real quick. Buy me McDonald's. That's a cheap date, dog. Stop being a bitch. Alright?
No.
Hey, you're white, huh?
No. How do you know?
You are? Yeah, I know you're white. You know why?
Holy fuck, I'm white.
Because you talk like a bitch.
Oh, you're a banchoed horsey cat.
So I think this thing is jacking off on the phone, man. Mm. Hey, Mr. Fat
Your
Boy?
Voice is so sexy. I can totally get off on this shit. Oh, fuck but yeah.
So do you want to buy this shit or what, guy?
You're funny.
PlayStation 4 from
this
stupid gump yet.
You know what? I bet this is a guy that threw away his hard drive with like the 70 bitcoins on it.
Well, it was
more
hey, like.
Hey, do you want to buy it or what?
You know what? You need to watch your fucking mouth, chode. Fucking limp dick pansy. Why don't you suck my dick and get me Burger King, you cunt? Cunt flat
You're
five.
You're the guy that
win.
Goes to like McDonald's and like fucks the glory hole all the time. I've seen you hanging around there.
Oh my god, dude. This is why I hate doing deals with white people. No offense to you, Matthew, but.
You know what? You know what? I agree. White people are
my
stupid,
name's
especially
fucking
stupid
Roy,
bastards
bro.
That put on their fucking phone numbers on Twitter for the whole fucking world to see. That's what's really
retarded. Oh my dude, we got a sophisticated Einstein over here, nigga. This dude is talking hella like smart and shit.
Niggas
are putting their phones on Twitter.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, yo. I'm not a honky ass cracker. I've got a great big black cock for you right in your ass.
A meaty, throbbing cock.
Hey, guy with a kind of deep voice, can you talk again?
Penis.
What do you want, faggot?
You
want
to talk to my man?
Hey, baby.
Hey, are you a cocksucker?
I sure am.
No, I'm not. We're just trying to see if you want to, go family style on my bitch or you're for some PlayStation 4 action. You know, it's really funny that we're talking about retarded people.
Play a little PlayStation and then you play with me.
Phone numbers on the goddamn internet. Oh, he's gone. Good job.
That was a little intense, man.
That was. He was getting
I like how calm you were. You just want to ram me in the back? You want to fuck me?
I was afraid for everyone.
Yes, it was all calm.
I love when
I don't
DS
think he actually had a PlayStation.
I don't think Probably so either. Not. I think it was funny when DS was like, I'm not the honky cracker. I've got a big black dick.
It's true.
You said it in the whitest way possible.
I know, I sound so white. I'm so white.
So white.
So very pasty and white. Spray is the one that should be black. He was born the wrong color.
Spray is 50% black. Dad's a mine.
The other day when he was on his show, I was like, oh my god. He lost it. When he accidentally hung up on everybody and he was just rapping to himself when he had a beat going.
Who did that?
Is he drunk?
Who did that?
No, he was on bath salts.
Who? Oh, was he really?
Spray.
Who?
Yeah.
It was bath.
He was on bath salts.
You guys are fucking with me.
No, not even.
He was.
Is Ram going to be on the Psycho show?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Roscoe's Hollywood. This is Robin. May I help you?
Hello, could I page a customer that's in there?
No, we don't have a paging system here at all.
You just, like, yell out, say, hey. His name's Kenny. It's like a family emergency.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Oh, his name's Kenny. Like, you just yell out really loud, Kenny Pizzio, Pelozo.
Okay, you know what? We don't do that here, though, at all. We don't page people to the phone here at all.
You can. You're just being a bitch and not doing it. Just do it.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't be a bitch. Just do it.
She has to say, oh, fuck yeah, Kenny!
The name of that place was Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. The coolest
Roscoe's
diner
chicken
ever.
Chicken and waffles.
Any other numbers? I'm still looking at Yelp check-ins.
I got one. This is from like 12 hours ago. It's some guy that was really... wait, 1 second. Yeah, wait. Oh, shoot, I'm about to post that into the Madhouse chat. Boo.
No numbers in the chat.
Yeah, no numbers in the chat. I already fucked that up once tonight. This is from, I think, 12 hours ago.
Oh my god, you and your non-formatting numbers.
I'm sorry, plus one. Just fucking...
You monitor troll.
I'll do it.
He goes by the name Bluntman Coburn. So, you know, work that in there.
I wonder if he smokes up.
I think so. Well, his handle is at TheManBlaze3, so... And see if he has that ish.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Ooh. Oh, shit, no.
Darn it.
That would have been nice. It changes out.
Found another one in Yo Seattle.
Yo, man, this is Blunt Man Coburn.
I'm trying one more time.
Okay.
Smoke weed every day.
Nice.
It's been a while.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox.
All right, I got one. This is Quinn Lee. I'm going to get her to Snapchat me. Her and her Asian booty.
Thank you for calling, Sam Antonio Picotero. This is Elizabeth. May I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling to page one of your customers.
All right.
Okay, her name is Quinn Lee.
One moment.
Okay. God damn it.
The last name is Quinn?
No, the last name is Lee. L-E.
L-E-E?
No, just one E, I think. She said she's having afternoon tea with one of her ladies.
One moment, please.
Yeah, god damn it. I don't know what I'm going to say to her, but I'm going to try to convince her to Snapchat.
Tell her it's important to defeat the horsey cat virus.
Yeah.
You have to download the new BIOS through Snapchat.
You gotta Snapchat me to make sure I'm not infected. Just show me some boobs.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way the virus can be suppressed.
She does not look like she speaks English. I'm gonna feel bad.
Just ask her, que? Que?
Que?
Parla inglés.
Good afternoon, concierge. Kathy speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, if I was to drink tea somewhere, where would I drink that tea? Is there a restaurant there?
Yes, well, we have afternoon tea in our Georgian room, and this time of year we do a holiday tea. That's
okay.
Very, very popular. Get a glass of tea in other outlets, but the actual holiday tea is in the Georgian.
Okay, can you page in there and have this bitch come to the front?
Are you looking for, you need to talk to someone in the Georgian room? Is that what you need to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they just were seating someone, so they're seating a big group right now, so it popped over to me. I can help you with a reservation if you like.
No, fuck that. Fuck
okay,
that
one moment,
shit.
Please.
Fuck that shit.
Concierge Emily speaking, how may I assist you?
Yeah, I need to page this bitch that's in the Georgia room drinking some goddamn tea.
I'm sorry, sir. If you could not cuss, that would be terrific. Now, what did you need?
Sorry. I need a page, my friend, who's drinking some damn tea in the Georgia room.
We don't have a paging system. I could try and transfer to the Georgian.
Yeah, go in. She's an Asian bitch. And just go in and say, hey,
sir,
Quinley.
Your language. I'm not going to listen to that. If you could please clean up the language, that would be terrific.
All right, just grab my broom. We're cleaning it up right now. But all I need is for you to go in and page this woman. Page this female who's probably a lady of the night, okay?
I can transfer you to the Georgian. I'm not in the room, and I'm not going. I can transfer you up there. That's all I can do. All
right, do that shit then.
Sir, I'm going to... unfortunately, I'm not going to listen to that.
Okay,
if you want to call back,
you
can.
You don't have to listen to it if you transfer me, so just transfer me, honey baby, sweetie pie. Okay, honey baby.
Aw.
She threw that receiver down so hard.
I agree, you need to clean up the language, though.
Yeah, you know, I just
sleep
this way too much.
Come on, it's a family show.
Shit, damn it.
I like how you just sidestepped calling her a bitch and then just called her a whore, and that was, of course, completely acceptable.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was, she couldn't really say anything because I was very respectful about it.
This is for me.
Central Philadelphia Starbucks, how can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer that's in there?
Page your customer?
Yeah, her name's Melissa Lopez. She should be in there right now.
We don't really have a pager or anything like that, so overhead.
You just have to yell out. What
he or she may be wearing?
Oh, I'm not sure what she's wearing.
I'm sorry?
She's the only Melissa Lopez in there, if you just yell kind of loud, you know, out loud. Is there a Melissa Lopez here?
Mr. Lopez is the name?
Melissa Lopez.
Lopez?
Melissa. Melissa is the first name.
Oh, Melissa Lopez?
Yep.
The only thing is I won't be able to allow her to be on the phone. That's all.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I'm calling from the corporate office with Starbucks. There was a problem with her order. She just used a free card. She used her free card for...
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me just
maybe
second.
That'll help, because she just used her free card.
Okay. Is there customer Melissa Lopez in the lobby right now? Melissa Lopez, no? There's no one responding to that name right now.
Well, we could just do the promotional thing for another customer, if you could just put another random customer on the phone. Because it's like a promotional thing.
Is it a promotional thing?
Yeah, that's like a free card. They get a free card.
Okay.
Just say, the closest person to you, say, hey, would you like to do a quick survey for the promotion? And just put them on the phone. It's legit.
Just have a really full lobby right now, that's all.
Oh, yeah, just whoever, just anyone that looks nice. Just say, hey, this person from the corporate office.
Do you mind, maybe calling back
talk.
In another half an hour?
No, fuck that
honestly,
shit.
Honestly, our lobby's really full.
Oh,
we're really
no, this is the perfect, this is the perfect time then, if it's really full. Like, you just say, excuse me, ma'am, phone call for you. It's the corporate office. It's a perfect time, because it's so busy. And you don't have to talk to him.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, Brad.
Starbucks
I
want to
find Brad another one so then he can do a survey and he can just tell them about the communist way.
Yeah.
We should tell them.
Did you know that your coffee beans are raised on the exploited backs of the proletariat?
5 children died for that coffee you're drinking.
You motherfucker.
Starbucks.
I hope you enjoy the blood
tasty,
in your coffee.
Tasty blood.
I should let somebody like tell them they win an espresso, but they have to stick their mouth under the nozzle to drink it.
I know, dude. There's people dumb enough to actually do that, though.
And then they can sue Starbucks and make a bunch of money, so everybody wins.
You won the entire espresso machine.
It's okay. You can put your mouth in ice water immediately after. It's fine.
Oh, that's a good one, Dark Stranger. We tell them they win an espresso, but then say, no, you win the whole machine.
if you drink straight from the machine, you win it. Just go ahead, turn it on.
You'll never be able to taste again.
Aww, I'd do it.
I'm really struggling to get one right now.
Hey, do you guys think
espresso all day
is pho, like, what is pho food? Is that
it's pronounced pho, actually. The pho with the weird
delicious
tail on
noodles.
Pho.
Yeah, it's it's Vietnamese or Cambodian.
Oh, okay.
It's like a noodle.
And it's noodles, and they're really fucking good. We have a big old Cambodian Khmer population up here in Minnesota.
And Somalia. Holy
just,
shit.
Yeah, in Somalia. Ask if it's they got pho show.
Okay.
You got that pho show?
Is that a real thing?
No, it's just a mispronunciation. Just sounds
Brad,
awesome.
Go to pho. We live in Asia.
If I had a pho restaurant, I'd call it that. Pho show.
Don't worry.
Oh, shit. Somebody's the
they're
best.
Used to white people.
You have reached 5, 6, 2, 4, 6.
We could call the Islamic Center. I'm not sure that'd go over very well.
We could let Lux take over.
Oh yeah, I guess we could do that. Or fuck that, we'll do one more.
Yeah, you want me to get one more?
3 minutes.
One more check-in.
Yeah, we'll do one more. I got one more for you.
Oh, okay.
It's a Starbucks too, so you can go along.
My
with
favorite.
That.
RBC, you're still working for me for the next 3 hours, right?
What? Speak up.
God damn
it. Gonna make me live.
Use your manly voice. Oh yeah, I'll do the thing. Mixler.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm gonna play cartoon music in the background the whole time.
Yay. What? I failed at this, Brad.
What?
No.
Oh, it's okay. I can copy and paste. I'm sober.
I thought you were gonna
music
sad music. Damn it.
Music should either be,
I guess I should give you the name. So the name is Sam S.
Okay.
Sam S.
I'm doing jazz hands.
Thank you for calling the Beckley Starbucks. How can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer that's in there?
Sure. Who is it?
Oh, his name's Sam. Sam S.
I'm sorry, I only moved all the way. I can't hear yet.
Oh, Sam, like S-A-M?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Sam.
One sec. Hello, my floater friend. Everywhere. First, start with the oven. phone call for Sam? Any Sam in the store? What does this person look like?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I'm calling from the corporate office. It's for a promotional thing. They were going to get a free coffee card.
Calling from the... some corporate office for promotion. No. I have no idea. I asked.
Oh, there's no Sam there?
I'm sorry?
There's no Sam there? Answer.
He's a black guy. Afro.
He's a Negro.
Well, yeah, he says, I don't think that's for me. Let me hand the phone to him. The description fitted you, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yeah.
We just, like, you used a credit card to pay for your coffee?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay, yeah, that's
my debit card.
Yeah, the debit card, that's the one. It shows as fraudulent, and it says you're a big scamster and you're trying to steal.
What is my last name?
It starts with an S. I can't give it out because it's, you know, you could be an identity thief. But like,
I don't see how that could be.
On my report here, it's showing that you are a fraudster and you're trying to steal from our company, and we need you to apologize to the cashier and pay in cash. non-counterfeit bills?
I'm going to have to pass on that.
No.
Because the...
Listen. No. Oh, man. Balls.
Aw.
So, I'm going to drop out and go to my little Skype group.
No, you're not going to drop out because I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Take that. What's happening? It's happening.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad. Yeah, thanks, everyone, for being on.
Bye, Doc. Bye, Dark Stranger.
I learned nothing.
Bye, Brad.
Sorry to the people who claim that I wouldn't let them be on the show, and now they're all butthurt, even though they didn't even try and call me.
I tried to call you, and yeah. I got in. So
yeah.
Actually,
Lux was persistent. He called like 100 times. And
yeah, good job, Lux. All right, we'll see you guys. Great show, Brad.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Stay tuned, everyone, for Lux, who
you're
is next.
I'm going to hang up first.
I'm not going to hang up first. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm not hanging up first.
Yeah, fuck
I'm gonna
that.
Get my mouth on.
This thing doesn't work very fast. That's what she said.
Hey, bitch. What's up? You know, I'd really like to do that, but I don't have any fucking money. Like, I don't have any fucking money.
Hey, bitch. Do you really, really, really want to go hard? Go in the...